United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
In a very wrong world. because our interests and our conscience compel us to act on behalf of those who long for freedom. And we must be a source of hope to the poor, the sick, the marginalized, the victims of prejudice. Not out of mere charity, but because peace in our time requires the constant advance of those principles that our common creed describes. Tolerance and opportunity, human dignity, and justice. We, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still. Just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, just as it guided all those men and women, sung and unsung, who left footprints along this great mall, to hear a preacher say that we cannot walk alone, to hear a king proclaim that our individual freedom is inextricably bound to the freedom of every soul on earth. It is now our generation's task to carry on what those pioneers began. For our journey is not complete until our wives, our mothers, and daughters can earn a living equal to their efforts. Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well. Our journey is not complete until no citizen is forced to wait for hours to exercise the right to vote. Our journey is not complete until we find a better way to welcome the striving, hopeful immigrants who still see America as a land of opportunity. Until bright young students and engineers are enlisted in our workforce rather than expelled from our country. Our journey is not complete until all our children, from the streets of Detroit to the hills of Appalachia to the quiet lanes of Newtown, know that they are cared for and cherished and always safe from harm. That is our generation's task, to make these words, these rights, these values of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness real for every American. Being true to our founding documents does not require us to agree on every contour of life. It does not mean we all define liberty in exactly the same way or follow the same precise path to happiness. Progress does not compel us to settle centuries-long debates about the role of government for all time, but it does require us to act in our time. For now, decisions are upon us, and we cannot afford delay. We cannot mistake absolutism for principle, or substitute spectacle for politics, or treat name-calling as reasoned debate. We must act. We must act knowing that our work will be imperfect. We must act knowing that today's victories will be only partial, and that it will be up to those who stand here in 4 years, and 40 years, and 400 years hence to advance the timeless spirit once conferred to us in a spare Philadelphia hall. My fellow Americans, the oath I have sworn before you today, like the one recited by others who serve in this Capitol, was an oath to God and country, not party or faction. And we must faithfully execute that pledge during the duration of our service. But the words I spoke today are not so different from the oath that is taken each time a soldier signs up for duty, or an immigrant realizes her dream. My oath is not so different from the pledge we all make to the flag that waves above and that fills our hearts with pride. They are the words of citizens, and they represent our greatest hope. You and I, as citizens, have the power to set this country's course. You and I, as citizens, have the obligation to shape the debates of our time, not only with the votes we cast, but with the voices we lift in defense of our most ancient values and enduring ideals. Let us, each of us, now embrace with solemn duty and awesome joy what is our lasting birthright. With common effort and common purpose, with passion and dedication, let us answer the call of history and carry into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. Thank you, God bless you, and may He forever bless these United States of America.
Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accept.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the 20th of 2013. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and today is the, I believe, the 54th inaugural of the President of the United States, and we want to congratulate President Barack Obama on his second term, and we pray that he will have great success. And when I say that, you know, we have to understand the democracy then when we live, that we, or should I say the republic in which we live, that is a democracy. It is time for the people to start looking at the positioning of and the policies and the platforms and the laws that are being written by the people. And I think we are being very, very much misinformed, and I'm quite sure before the day is out we will get to all of that conversation, because there's a lot of conversation to get to. But I do want to congratulate the President of the United States, because whether you like it or not, he is the President of the United States, and I am a citizen. So that means I have power, and he is the President, and he is my President. And I'm a Republican, and he is my President. And so
he works for you.
Absolutely, or yeah. At least he's supposed to. Hold on, guys. In studio with me, I have Jeff and Ben is here. Sticks is here, and we have Lady Sticks with us.
Lady Sticks.
Lady Sticks is with us.
I called her Mrs. I like Lady.
Lady Sticks is with us.
Lady Sticks from the.
We have Sticks
from the rural.
From the rural.
All we need to hear.
Side countries.
All we need to hear is come sell away now.
So Lady Sticks is with us.
Who in the world is on? Trying to get on already. I can't believe it.
South Carolina sitting in the wind. We got people sitting in the, and a private caller sitting in the wings listening to us. But again, I want to say thank you to everyone. I want to say thank you to Jeff. I want to say make sure that Jeff and them got the information out right last week.
Yeah, because
they was all screwed up. I am a part of the Ohio Republican Party State and Executive Central Committee, and with that saying, everything is mirrored.
But you're black. You can't be a Republican. It's not right. It's not allowed in this country.
Why would you serve with those Republicans that don't like
this
you?
This makes
anyway?
You an Uncle Tom.
Cena.
Okay.
Aunt Cena?
Uncle Tom and Cena.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me finish.
That's Italian.
Hold on. And I sit on the – I was elected by the 33rd Senatorial District, and one day we'll do a class on this so people can understand this is mirrored. And I was elected to assistant treasurer of that body, which is assistant treasurer of the Ohio Republican Party. That is the party that governs the state politics.
Well, no, and that means what?
It means, you know, you do some work. That means you do some work. But what it means is that you have actually helped shape some of the policy for the state of Ohio,
and
for the Republican Party.
Money to run and all that stuff.
And how money is allocated and how things are done. It's governance. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about that again. You know, some, but I want to, because I ran for treasurer, I withdrew and ran for assistant treasurer because this is my first term sitting on this committee. So I want to thank the Ohio Republican Party for entrusting me to become an office holder with them. And then on Saturday, I was nominated by the Mahoning County Republican Party to sit on the Mahoning County Board of Elections, which has to be confirmed by Secretary of State Houston.
And unanimously, I would add, I want to add that.
Unanimously, and I have to say they said some real warm, fuzzy stuff about somebody that I have no clue who they're talking about. But I want to thank them because this is the first time that an African-American, whether they be Republican and or Democrat, has ever sat on this seat. And before the day is out, you'll probably hear me have a long mantra of my issues that the African-Americans of this community can be so beholden to a party, yet they disrespect you enough to not trust you enough to put you and appoint you to the Board of Elections, and a Republican has to do it again first.
Dave Beatrice, are you listening?
Well, hold on.
Oh, he's skiing again?
Yeah.
To take up for Dave Beatrice, this is not a Dave Beatrice thing. This is Dave Beatrice, this is Mike Morley, this is Don Hanai, and this is anyone who came before him. You have to understand,
This
is a long legacy. I'm not going to throw the water inside of Dave Beatrice's lap, but I am going to go after African-Americans for not demanding that be so either.
No.
Because you never had an African-American elected countywide in Mahoning County either.
Wow.
So you haven't had an African-American elected statewide either. And you haven't had one appointed either. But that's a whole other story for a whole other day, because today's inaugural day. Today is Martin Luther King Day. But I want you guys to understand that, you know, we celebrate Martin Luther King. We're celebrating the president. Yeah, wahoo, woo. But you got to understand, when the trickle-down effect is not hitting your home and your house, and that's a problem. So
basically, we're stuck back in the 60s and in this county.
This is not this county. This is a state. Statewide. They've never elected a statewide African-American.
Black code's still in force in Ohio.
Not even if they're an incumbent. So even if they are sitting and they've been appointed, like the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? The treasurer, the black guy who ran.
I forget his name.
Even when you sweep the state, even when, you know, you can sweep all the Republicans out of the state, as long as you got a white Republican in there against a black person, Republican stays. You got to understand, Judge, you know, she was an incumbent. She was appointed by Strickland to be Supreme Court. And when it came time for re-election, her last name was Brown.
So slavery is alive and well in Ohio.
Remind me again what political party Ken Blackwell belonged to.
He's a Republican.
What
color was his skin?
He was African American, but that doesn't count. That's a different color. African Americans and white and Republican and Democrat African Americans. They're two different Republicans. They're two different people. They're two different African Americans. You don't understand.
Yeah,
they come off a different boat.
Did you see that one?
What?
Clarence Thomas is.
Sleep
after.
Not this time. That was 4 years ago.
That was
4 years ago. They're showing him sleep this year. He's not sleep this year. He slept 4 years ago.
I've been to a lot of political speeches and slept through them. I don't understand what the big deal is. A lot of them are boring.
He was outside in the cold. I don't know how he went to sleep. I was there.
Hey,
I bet you
it wasn't cold where he was sitting.
Yeah, it was.
You think?
I was there. Oh, yeah.
You think up there with a VIP sit, they ain't got heat running under the floors?
Listen, they got heat under the floors. They got heat over the floors. Last year, when Bush got elected, when Bush's inaugural and Obama's inaugural, I can honestly tell you it was some cold puppies out there because it was cold. Bush's inaugural was so cold, it was unbelievably cold. It was like, oh, Lord. I had on cute boots. Don't be cute at the inaugural.
Oh, you know what? I bet you there were a lot of Democrats out there today praying for global warming.
No, actually, I was praying for rain.
Yeah.
No, we were talking this morning, Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon would have been pretty cool today.
But when I was there, it was so cold. It was snowing. It was cold.
Yeah.
The flurries. I was there in for Bush's inaugural and President Obama's. As a matter of fact, I told my mom this morning, this is the first time that I've actually really paid attention to it on television.
Now, did they have jumbotrons and stuff so you could actually see what was going on?
Yeah, but I was close enough to see.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But there was jumbotrons. And you really could not see, even on the jumbotrons, because of the sea of people.
Yeah,
the sea of people, and I had to post on a friend of mine's South Carolina. Your mic is up. I had to post on my Facebook page today because they were saying that the crowd, you know, people were yelling and screaming about how the news media is talking about the crowds not being large. I said you have to understand you're missing a million people.
At least
mm-hmm.
You're missing a million people from last time. That's a lot of missing people.
Local chair said, "I'm going skiing."
He didn't go skiing, did he?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He went to the inaugural.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Unless he changed what he said in the paper yesterday.
He went skiing.
He is on the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I wish my Facebook people could hear me. Wow.
But you know what? The courts aren't in session today, so that's okay for him to take a vacation. He needs one.
No.
I mean,
No. He's 80, Mr. 80%. You have to understand. 80% we were going to get for
Obama.
And Obama, too. 75% we said, I think he said he was going to get for them.
Hey,
and I don't think he got either one.
Well,
no,
that's, you're talking about his mental capacity. It's only about 80% of the
whoa. You mean to tell me, hold on.
Yeah.
Look, got to look.
Yeah.
Woofaw. Hey, the chairman of the Democrat Party went skiing.
Yeah.
He didn't
go
to the inaugural?
No.
You know what? He gave his tickets to somebody else.
I'm sure he did.
Well, he was being generous to the people that want to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have
also
a question for you.
Also, he stopped the black judgeship, don't forget. Don't forget that now.
Which one?
The Judge Douglas' seat.
Oh, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave that alone.
Now, speaking of Strickland, he says he's not running for governor again.
Right. I wonder if Tim Ryan's going to run.
You think Tim Ryan can beat Kasich?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Do you think some obscure, what is it? They said
they're bringing a
town councilman or something.
They got they have a lady that's in the state legislature that I heard when I was coming back from Indiana that she's gearing up to run, and she thinks that she's gonna bring it. And I forgot who the other guy was.
When it comes to this county and politics, you that picture of the blind leading the blind.
Well, yeah.
This county,
they could run. Yeah. They could run. They could literally run the donkey in this county, and it would get elected. It would get all the Democrats.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, it's probably the most intelligent Democrat here.
Hold on, South Carolina, how you doing, darling? Are you celebrating the election of President, the 44th president being in his 54th inaugural, or 57th inaugural?
Gone again.
He gave him a heart attack.
That word celebrate. That word celebrate.
South Carolina.
Really.
South Carolina, you there? How you call him? Put me on. Push the button.
He's got that Bluetooth on again.
No, what he did was he called a button and pushed. He called and pushed the button, and then
I'm right here.
Put it on hold. Oh,
there he is. Yeah.
I'm right here. Are you celebrating what?
Am I celebrating what? It's just
the
44th another day.
President. No, today is the 44th president being celebrated on, I think, the 57th inaugural of the United States of America on the celebration of Martin Luther King Day. You got to get all that right.
Well, I tell you what, I gave my staff the day off, and I'm here working. That's how I'm celebrating.
So, have we not talked about today's holiday?
One of them's in Washington, D.C., at the inaugural. Hadn't sent me any pictures yet, so I'm just kind of chilling out.
Mm. That's the one you're trying to replace, right? Because you only hire intelligent people. So I'm imagining.
You know what? It has nothing to do with intelligence or non-intelligence here on this one, really, because the supporters don't know. We know stuff because we study and we dig and find out.
We know history.
We know history as well.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know history. These are problems of our educational system.
I just realized
something.
What's that?
Ben, what's up, dog? I haven't talked to you since last year, man.
I know. It's been a year. I missed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
A lot going on. How have you been?
I've been outstanding.
That's good.
I know you saw it. I don't know if Tracy saw it, but I had a very, very, very active weekend on Facebook.
Yes, you did.
I was doing some research on some other things, but came across some things that I absolutely had to put out there. And the more I looked, the more I found. And it's like, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, from Jesse Jackson to...
No. We don't go to jail. No. Slow down. I got to take a break. Hold up. Wait. South Carolina. We got some time. Don't go there yet. Because we're going to take. Jeff got to leave at 1:15.
That's all right.
But hold up. Hold on. Don't go there yet. Because when we get to Jesse Al Sharpton and Jamal Bryant and them other people that me, I called Jeff on the phone and dropped my jaw at the same time. Don't go there yet. No. And
I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, we have to, Rousseau, don't go that fast yet. We're going to take our time. We're going to celebrate for a minute. We're going to rah-rah with Martin Luther King and thank God that we had a life that helped us integrate into the system. And then we're going to jump on lying, thieving, manipulating, backbiting, commingling, itchy-eared people.
Otherwise known as Democrats. Okay, let's go.
No, and you know what, and Ben, you need to, but Ben, I got to correct you. That's not right.
Okay, otherwise known as liberals.
Other known as progressives.
And progressives.
Progressives, and we think that was a superb name for people to give themselves because it sounds like they're going somewhere, and progressives are taking you somewhere you don't want
to
go.
If you read the monument down in Georgia, the progressives want to take you back to the Stone Age.
But they don't understand it because the word progressive does not say backwards. Progressive means forward.
Of course.
But if you listen...
And so does the communist slogan.
Forward.
Mean forward, yes. That's the slogan.
It's progressive for the elites and backwards for the rest of us.
Right. There it is.
And so I don't want to go out South Carolina. We're going to get to them. I promise you. Because last night I saw something on television with them people that was really...
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Really over the top.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have never seen anything like that in my little life.
Let's get this break over with.
Okay, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to thank Lady Sticks and Sticks for being here, South Carolina, and for Jeff and Ben. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
We got
a mother and her son died in a house fire in Jackson Township in Mahoning County. Fire officials say the blaze broke out around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on North Duck Creek Road near Silica Road. The state fire marshal has not yet determined where the fire started. A dog and a parakeet also perished in the fire. The state fire marshal says fire-related deaths in Ohio dropped significantly last year, with one possible factor being the unusually mild winter. The preliminary figure for 106 fatalities dropped by about 17% from 2011, which also saw a major drop from 2010. And restoration work on a century-old wooden lighthouse has stalled amid a disagreement between its owners and a northwest Ohio city along Lake Erie. The Port Clinton Lighthouse Conservancy and the owner want to put the revamped structure at a park just offshore, but Port Clinton officials want it further from the water. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and check out America's freshest lineup of vehicles, like the 2013 Focus. Get a great value with attractive lease or cashback options. For details, visit driveoneohio.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels. And you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman. And he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Today is Inauguration Day, and it's the day we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And I have Sticks and Lady Sticks in South Carolina on the phone. Jeff is in here with a mouthful of food with his salad, and Ben's sitting over in the corner trying to figure out when he can go get his Coke, Diet Coke. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, I'm getting it right.
You got that right.
Just making sure I got it.
No.
And today is... again, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. I've got issues. I got issues. I got to do this before Jeff leaves, and I want Jeff, you promise to be nice. Jeff?
I'm looking at Clarence Thomas.
He's asleep. You promise to be nice? You promise to be nice, Joe?
Go ahead, I could be
Ben,
nasty for you.
Ben, how you doing, man?
I could be nasty for you. Good. You promise. I don't have to promise.
I mean, Jeff,
I promise I'll be nice.
For a few seconds.
Okay.
Let's go.
Last night, if you guys have never been to an inauguration, it is a weekend, starts on Thursday night. The natives of D.C. leave town, and all the visitors
smart natives
emerge into the city of Washington, D.C. And you have people everywhere. I've been to. And there, it is a phenomenal, I don't care whether you're Republican and or Democrat, it's a phenomenal time if you're a political hack, if you're into politics in any way, because the person that you usually supported is the one who's being inaugurated.
Uh-huh.
And I went to President Bush's second term, and I also went to Barack Obama's first. And I whether like him, love him, I had to see this. I was proud to see an African American being sworn in as the 44th president of the United States of America. And I was praying that he was going to do something that was going to be monumental, that would steer this country into a direction that was going to not take us forward, but launch us into a mindset of change and unity. And I thought that he had the ability to do so because he was so charismatic.
What did you waste your money? Oh, I'm supposed to be nice.
You promised. You promised.
I'm sorry.
You promised.
All right, go ahead.
My personal opinion is I believe that this was detrimental to not only the health of America, but it was detrimental to he has been detrimental to the African American community at large.
They don't.
Okay. Because you have negated your responsibility of holding people accountable, not based upon what they do, just based upon a party and a race. And this is just my opinion. This is just my commentary. And I'm going to get it out, and then I'm going to let everybody have fun. Hold on, Ben. Because of this, you have no idea the policies and the direction that you're going. And they have we had a meeting this morning with Ben and Sticks and I and Lady Sticks that showed us that they have a good way of bait and switch in this administration that keeps us focused on the light things and not on the serious things. And
absolutely,
they're very, very good at it. And what is happening is we are losing sight of what's going on in our country, in our neighborhoods, and we're not holding them accountable. When I look at the African-American community and I look at the unemployment rate, I look at the educational attainment, and I look at what this president, and don't tell me he's the president of all people, because if he's the president of all people, then he should do something for everyone. And he's doing something for everyone except for the people who actually overwhelmingly support him at 95%. And I have a problem with the liberals in the Democrat Party manipulating and using African-Americans, because they're people that I love and I fight for on the opposite side, so that we can have a fair shake moving throughout the political system. And they are dumbing us down into an emotional frenzy so that I can watch Jamal Bryant, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton get up inside of a church program last night and manipulate the word of God like I have never seen manipulated before, and to watch us cheer. And I have never seen a preacher preach hate and us actually cheer for it.
Oh, yeah.
False prophet.
I have to say, you know, yes, there's racism in America, and yes, there's a lot going on, but we have to understand that God is not the God of black people. God is the God of all people, and we should not become that which we hate because we have been treated badly in the past. And what we are doing as African Americans, as we are advancing socially in America, we are becoming worse than the people who were before us, because we will not open up our eyes to the truth. And if we don't stop, we're going to be in trouble. Now, that is my commentary for the day. I'm going to try to lay back and lay low.
Oh, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
But I don't understand. I thought the inner cities were the great utopian society.
But they're broke?
No. They're the land of plenty.
Didn't I just read something? They want to bulldoze the entire city of Detroit and just liquidate it?
Is that for real?
Only if they keep the people in it, right?
Make sure your mic's on.
Nobody lives there. That's why.
No, turn the mic up. You guys got to work on that, Jeff. Look at the mic.
Straight, you just got to get in it.
Yeah.
I said nobody lives there.
Lives where?
Detroit.
In Detroit.
There's a lot of people living in Detroit, but the city is in great demise. And it comes from mismanagement, misleadership, and that's...
No. You've got to go there on Halloween. They have kumbaya moments where they have these big bonfires and cook around with hot dogs and everything. I heard it on the news.
And they roast a hot dog over a car.
Yes,
or a house.
Or apartment building.
Yeah, especially on Halloween. That's a great utopian society. This is what your Democratic leaders will have you believe now.
And I got it. Bill inside the Facebook, he just texted me and he said, you know, don't be afraid to say it. Obama was judged by the color of his skin and not by the content of his character.
That would be the truth, because he had no content of character.
I think he was given a pass by the color of his skin.
He was given that too.
And you know what? I hate to say this, and y'all can beat me up next week. I don't have a problem with you getting a pass, but baby, when you get a pass, do something about it.
Listen, if a white president did what he did, okay, with Obama's record,
yeah,
all right, yeah,
he'd have never been.
Yes.
Well, we had one. His name was Jimmy Carter.
We saw what happened.
We had a president that failed as badly as Barack Obama has. His name was Jimmy Carter. He never got a second term.
And now Jimmy Carter is criticizing Barack Obama, which I find really ironic.
But Jimmy Carter is also – Jimmy Carter just needs something to write.
He's not the worst yet. I said it just before the election. I said, you know what? Jimmy Carter just may have won this
president
thing. And see, and Barack Obama getting a second term kind of says that Jimmy Carter is still the worst president, so now he's going to be slashing out against him. See,
he wants to be the first in something. Jimmy Carter wants to be first at being last.
He doesn't want to be first at being last, but it's too late. It's too late. Barack Obama Obama got the second term.
So when we come out of this next 4 years and we've still got 8% unemployment, is it still going to be Bush's fault?
Yes.
No, but the next earthquake on the New Mandarin Fault is going to be Bush's fault, too.
Yeah. Next big storm. Next
big storm, yeah. Yeah, how long did it take Obama to respond to the last Hurricane Sandy?
Actually, hold on. What do you mean? They still haven't responded.
Wow.
There's still people without electricity.
That's Bush's fault. That's right. I'm sorry.
But you have to realize, you guys know that we just had some hostages that were killed.
80-something.
Yeah.
Mm. And no one has said anything in the news.
Mm.
Fox has.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah. But you can't trust Fox. You can't trust Fox.
No.
They're just way.
They lie. Fox lies.
They're too far correct.
Hey,
I mean,
Fox lies. Fox lies.
They're just the number one cable network news for the last
right.
12 years.
But like I said, they're too far correct. I mean, right.
Well, the media is changing so rapidly. I mean, Glenn Beck's Blaze has more paid subscribers than CNN has viewers.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm just trying to get on his network.
So the truth does get out finally.
Yeah.
Matt, your mic is on.
Just so you guys know, I woke up this morning, I was walking down my stairs with a cup of coffee, and I tripped over a toy, and I spilled a bunch of coffee on the front of myself, and
yeah.
I was cursing Bush for 45 minutes.
Oh, I love it.
He came in the middle of the night and left that toy there, didn't he?
That was a good one, man. I mean, I was looking at my son who was playing with it the day before, but you know it couldn't have been his fault. So
No.
I hear that Jimmy Carter and between Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama, and there's a big difference between the two. Carter was a failure as a president because he just wasn't a good president. He had no leadership ability. He really got into a very large pond, and he was a very small fish. The difference between him and Obama is Obama isn't a failure in any way, shape, or form. He's doing exactly what he said he would do from the beginning.
He instituted it
brilliantly, and just the fact that so many people are buying into it, and even some conservatives are buying into part of what he's saying, enough to turn their head and ignore people that are coming out to run against him and say, well, we might be all right with Obama. He's doing a brilliant job for what his purpose is as President of the United States right now.
Step by step, he is following Hitler's plan in order to control a populace, as Obama states in his own book.
That's the key right there. Nobody believes that.
And I honestly believe he will do martial law, but it's going to be over a financial crisis. See, I don't think I don't think there'll be an insurrection. I think he'll do it over a financial crisis.
There will not be martial law.
In
the next 3 years, there will not be martial law.
You
don't have to have martial law when you already have control.
No, but wait a minute. What did Hitler do in order to an attack on the Reich? On the government.
The Reichstag.
So, this is what I'm looking for. He's pushing the buttons by these executive orders. They're purely unconstitutional, and
totally.
If you're a member of the United States military, you now have a just cause to arrest the president. I'm sorry, that's the truth.
Okay, guys,
okay.
Listen.
So, but no, seriously, listen.
But listen to what you're saying, Ben.
I am.
So, I mean,
it is, but it's the truth.
But it's it, listen.
I don't, it's the truth.
I just got done telling you.
It's on
I don't.
The wall.
I don't care how much truth you've got. What I'm saying is,
an attack
until,
on our government
until
will
you
be the right.
actually
right,
you actually have a nation that is awake.
That's going to happen. We're still asleep.
And until you have a nation that is awake,
right.
What you're doing is you're banging words up against the wall,
right. Well,
and people have no clue of what you're saying.
Look how many Jews voted for Hitler.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's because you have a nation that is
asleep. They're not drinking
and
the Kool-Aid. They're snorting the power.
And until you wake up from the dream and face reality, because the reality that you are in is just not real.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. In his speech, the president said something about the protection from the mob or something like that.
Exactly.
But the thing is, look at what he is doing. How many of his supporters have you heard him say he doesn't have to follow the Congress, he doesn't have to follow the Constitution, we won?
Listen to this. And I'm going to let the phone call
in.
Because
he's creating a mob.
Last night, Jeff, am I lying? I heard a preacher say that if they don't do something, we will rise up against you. Did you hear that?
That's what I heard.
Did you hear that? I heard that, because I'm trying to find a transcript, but I guess they didn't make a tape of that conversation.
Well, I like when people rise up, stick their heads out. Big, better targets.
Not like this one.
269, your mic is on.
Well, I said, I don't know if I want to get in this Lions den. These
come on in.
Sorry, poop butt, nagging, whining conservatives on the
truth
phone
teller.
Today.
If I can get in between Stanley and you and
so I said,
Ron that calls in and handle all three of you all at one time, you can handle up. So just
said,
stand your ground and quit complaining.
It's very easy. Very
say
easy.
What you're going to say.
I mean, if the truth comes out,
I have to say that first.
Don't sit around with your
first.
Nose all snotty. If you don't want to know what you're doing, ask somebody.
Well, I just heard the last piece about some preachers uprising. That's about the last thing going to happen. They about soft as a denim mitt. They ain't going to do nothing.
No, hold on. So,
you ain't
got to
worry
listen.
About that.
Listen, it ain't about them. Yes, they do. Now, see, because you have to understand.
They ain't
going to
do
this,
nothing.
Now, listen to what I'm saying. Now, let me finish this out. This is how they do it. They going to launch on uprising, and they going to sit up
and take
in
on
the
run.
Chief seat. I'm serious. And they going to sit up in the chief seats in their chairs and drink coffee and watch it.
No, Kool-Aid, because they've been drinking it the whole time.
No, they ain't been drinking the whole Kool-Aid, because Kool-Aid kill you. They give Kool-Aid out, but they don't drink it.
Oh, they don't drink it? Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
They're the Kool-Aid maker.
Watered down.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They send the Kool-Aid out to the masses.
There you go.
They don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Hmm.
They drink a beer.
Well, I hope that you and Jeff is able to get us some Kool-Aid, too. Y'all sit in the big house.
I don't sit in the big house.
Around tables at the big house. Huh?
I don't sit in the big house.
Oh, I thought the white guest on there is part of the big house. The ones that
I was in
they
the
ain't?
Big house a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Hey, the real big house.
Yeah, I was in the real big house. The one that I didn't have a key to.
It's a grandma hotel.
Y'all collaborating with the wrong whites, Tracy.
Yeah, I don't.
The white guys on there ain't got no access to nothing. You can get them off of there and get someone on there who got some access to something.
No, I'll keep.
I've been telling her that for a long time. I don't know what she's keeping me around for.
I keep
for.
My friends. I keep my friends and my enemies. I keep them. I keep them both.
Yeah, I mean, I'm broker than a liberal.
Don't believe that.
A
I
job.
Don't believe that. Don't believe that. No, that's not true. He one of them white people that cry broke and ain't broke.
What?
That's the truth. He cried about.
I'm in twice as much debt as all you put together.
Just because you in
no,
debt.
Yeah. Most billionaires are.
Just because you in debt don't mean you broke.
That's right.
I don't even have my own asset anymore.
I'm afraid to let the next call in.
Yes,
I
feel
in.
Sorry for y'all.
What did you say, let him in?
Yeah.
You sure? Because this next call, he's on great fire.
Well, let me go get my Coke now, then.
You need to get a Coke and a smile. Go ahead, Sal. Go ahead,
a little
Sam.
Bourbon in that one.
Go ahead, Sam. You're gonna need something. Hold on. My mouth don't even want Stanley to come in.
Don't let Stanley
oh boy.
Yet. Oh boy is right.
Anyway.
Why weren't you in D.C. today, Stanley?
Because I had to work, like everybody had.
You
work.
Didn't have to work.
Martin
yes, they
King.
Do.
You,
my wife didn't have to work today. She got the day off. It's a holiday.
Yeah, you should have gave you and your employees off today. What the heck are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Well, I'm at work too, Jeff, so, you know.
Well, I had to work anyway. So I have to agree with that, too.
That's what makes it so bad. That's what I'm saying.
We came in because we didn't have nothing else better to do because everything is closed.
That's not true.
Well, I have to agree with my two. It seems like he says, that you're poor, nagging, putting down the president, saying we don't know what direction people are. I heard you. You said that we don't know what you seem to know more than the rest of the population, who are a lot of them are believe in what he's bringing us in direction. Maybe you don't like it, Tracy, and maybe you don't like it, Jeff, and maybe you don't like it.
And this is coming
it.
From a person who never read Barack Obama's book. No,
I
read Adolf Hitler.
I did.
Did you read Adolf Hitler's?
Obama's book. But a book
did you read
doesn't
Adolf
define
Hitler's?
A person. Wait. A book doesn't define a person.
Oh,
because
it doesn't.
If you think that just
okay.
a book defines somebody.
Oh, okay,
yes,
no.
I do. Mine definitely describes Adolf Hitler.
You're right. Wait a minute. Stanley. A book does not define a person, maybe, but two books do. And guess what? Barack Obama has two books. And in his two books, he spells out what
he needs to do to tear America down to build it back like he wants it to be.
Well, and let me hold
you
on.
You have to understand that.
Let's really get a grasp on this.
Go ahead.
A book does not define a person unless you write the book.
Oh, that's
and
right. He didn't write his own books.
If you write your book, you put your thoughts and your ideas and your essence inside of that book, not someone else. If you didn't write the book, it would be different if it was a biography. But when it's an autobiography that you put your name on and you write, it is telling about what your thinking process is.
So you're basically saying that his books that have his names on that were basically written by the convicted terrorist Bill Ayer, those are Bill Ayer's ideas about destroying America.
Either that, or everything he's written is a lie.
No,
it's either his convictions and his beliefs, or he lies.
It can't be
either one of the two things.
Well, newsflash.
All right.
The ideals of one man, and that's all he is a figurehead, does not determine the outlay of America. I thought y'all knew that.
That's strange because Von Kantzow did it.
Yeah, but hold on,
Germany.
But hold on. Now, in Michigan, you're right. But the problem is
not Germany.
Michigan, you are so right. You are right about that. But we fail to realize that we have something called progressives in America. And the progressives of America have the same thought process as President Barack Obama. And they do believe this, if you want to be honest about it. We call them liberals. We call them progressives.
They've got a monument
What are the ideals of the progressives?
They're on a monument. They're etched in the monument outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And if you Google it, you can see what's on there. And I'm telling you what, if it doesn't scare you to half to death, I'd be surprised.
Just give me a couple.
They want to call 3/4 of the world's population.
Eugenics. Eugenics is a progressive idea.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to let you get away with the old boy. If your simple behind doesn't listen and read what those people say, shut up. Because they are into doing the real thing. They want to kill off half the world's population.
And Michigan, I'm not making this up. That's why I told you. Don't believe my word. Please, just do the research yourself.
It's really frightening
what these people want to do.
Yeah, the last I checked, the top 20 biggest lobbying firms in America have absolutely nothing to do with any of those progressive ideals. Last I checked, now I may check the
doesn't
day
matter.
If any of them on the top 20.
The top 20 advocacy groups
in America have absolutely nothing to do with none of those progressive movements.
But
now that's who's running America.
Listen to this. Go ahead, South Carolina. I'm going to slow this down just a minute so everybody can get in. Then I'm going to take a break. Go ahead, South Carolina.
In order to get rid of a certain section of the population, you have to do one. You have to change the mindset of them. Okay, so you've got abortion going on, which kills the babies in the womb. You've got a move in the United States to number one legalize same sex marriage. Which basically nullifies the birth rate. I mean, so you've got two things there. And all you got to do is look at the Democrat platform, folks. It's right there in the platform. It is progressive all the way, all day long.
Let me add don't forget the murder in the streets of America that killing off
exactly.
so many males a year that those males are not reproducing
black
anymore.
Males.
Well,
Here's the other part of it. Go to DSA.org, Democratic Socialists of America.org. Look at what they want to do. Look at their platform and look at the Democrat platform. Do a side by side, and they're virtually identical. That's all. Then look at the monument and what it states in Georgia.
Hold on. What's it called, South Carolina?
It's DSA.org, Democratic Socialist of America. The progressive caucus in Congress, which has some 91 members in it, is that's what they call their legislative wing. They are directly tied to the DSA, the Direct Democratic Socialists of America. It's right there.
It's DSA USA.
Right.
DSAUSA.org.
And if you look, they have chapters. It's just tied to the unions, the trade unions. They've got ties throughout the entire world. And then their goal is to fundamentally change America, folks.
I'll be right back
with
this minute, Tracy.
Here we go with crazy once again.
Yes. It's not crazy, Stanley. All
yes,
you got to do
is
look
it
up.
Let's take one stab at a time what you said.
Stanley, look the
one,
damn thing
let's
up.
Let's go to one thing at a time.
I can give you one reason why it's crazy coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And one is this. Same-sex marriage is popular and normal in European culture. Homosexuality. So that ain't nothing new for them. So to say that Europeans are changing.
What does homosexual marriage do to a birth rate?
What does it do to the birth rate? Listen to me. You say that it's a progressive issue, or these are progressive. Homosexuality is a part of European culture. That's nothing
and
new to
them.
And what
do you think progressive is?
Huh? Yeah,
that's
just European. That's not progressive. That's European.
Progressive.
That's part of their culture. What are you talking
European.
About?
I'm not saying that they're not homosexuals in other races.
I'm saying that's natural and normal to them.
Yeah.
All right.
Matthew, can I try something? Let's go to the first one. You said abortion. Abortion has been there, done before, and has been debated and everything way before Obama was there. Roe versus Wade declared what had happened in this country. Now, if you have a problem with that, go to the Supreme Court and tell them to reverse Roe versus Wade.
Stanley, this has nothing to do with Obama.
You're always talking about abortion. Why are you talking about abortion when it's been resolved?
The only reason
sound like Obama's the one who decided to have Roe versus Wade. I'm sorry to say, it wasn't him.
The only reason you have the conservative whites against abortion because it's affecting their population. If in fact they could give a damn about a black abortion, they don't give a damn about no black abortion. They pushing the non-abortion issue because it's affecting their population. But that's you don't know that. You think they want you to keep mass producing.
You think your agenda is one and the same with them.
Exactly.
Now, that's what's silly.
Many countries have abortion, by the way. So what do you say about the other countries that have abortion? They're progressive also?
Well,
they have a mentality agenda? You don't like abortion.
Yes,
you're against abortion. That's your belief. You have that right. But don't think that because you have that right that tells you that you don't believe it and other people do. We debated it in this country that it's illegal. Until that's reversed, you have no say in that. You don't like it, don't do it. That's it.
Stanley, so you don't have any idea what's wrong, right?
No, not in my eyes. Maybe in your eyes, not in my eyes. I had an abortion when I was with one of my ex-girlfriends. She had an abortion and everything. We took the decision. We were not ready to become parents, and we made that decision. She did her college degree and whatever she needed to do, and she's happy with it. I'm happy, too. I wasn't ready to be a father.
Then why did you do the thing that caused it to happen?
Because we had protection and we did it. We made a mistake. That's what happened. We made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
And we decided as adults, you know what? Are we ready to be parents? No, we're not. And we made that choice to have an abortion. And it's none of your business. Go ahead. But give that choice to any other person who do want to do it. And in this country, it's legal. It's legal. Get over it.
Well, guess what else used to be legal? Guns.
Yeah, and and I have no problem with guns. And am I saying to you, take out, we're going to take your guns? It's legal here that you have the right to have a gun.
No, you're not. Your president is.
It's legal to have abortion. Why are we still debating about something that's legal here? Really?
We're debating about guns,
Stanley. Here's the problem, Stanley. Here's the problem, okay? You've got a situation where they want to take your guns away, okay? All right? They want to stop you from doing certain things, stop you from saying certain things because they find it offensive, okay? But yet they want you to go out and kill babies?
Wait. They want to take your guns away? Where did President Obama say that I'm coming over to take your guns?
Let me restate that, Stanley. Obama is saying that if you own a gun, according to the federal government, you're probably not responsible and could hurt yourself, so you're going to have to take responsibility and pay a little more for your insurance premiums if you own one.
And what's the problem with that? You still have your gun.
It's called forcing the issue, Stanley.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229. 330-781-9600 or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the 21st of January. I got the dates mixed up because usually the inauguration falls on the 20th. Because it fell on a Sunday, it was pushed to the following day, which happens to be Martin Luther King Day. And again, in studio with me, I have Styx and his wife, Lady Styx, and Ben and Jeff, myself. The chat room seems to be very, very full. I want to hear from you again today. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. It is Inauguration Day. It's the 57th inauguration of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. And, yeah, I'm on the opposite side of the fence of it, and I'm probably going to stay there for a while. But I'm reading about Progressive Democrats of America,
mm-hmm.
and I posted it in the chat room. And I've got to ask a question, and I want to open this up, because I think who was talking last? Was it South Carolina? And I went to break. Who was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was South Carolina, and that was coming back to him, Tracy.
Okay, go ahead, Stanley.
He said two things. He said Mattu was coming back. I'll let Mattu talk about the second one. The first one was abortion. He said basically it was the abortion thing. I tell South Carolina, the abortion issue has been dissolved because of a Supreme Court answer, Roe versus Wade. Like, it was way before Obama. So why are people still having problems with abortion? In this country, it's legal.
Stanley, the problem with abortion is this, okay? I'm a realist, okay? Very, very much so. We will never overturn probably the abortion issue in America.
I'll never say never.
But well, listen to what I'm saying. But the loosening of the laws, and the late term abortions and the disposable of it and the access to it and the federal government paying for it. See, if you choose to do what you do, that's your business. But when you use my money to do what you do, I have problems with it.
I agree.
You agree with that?
Yes, I do not want to pay for abortion because it's against my religious beliefs.
And that's a violation of what?
The Constitution.
And see,
thank you.
And see, what happens is, see, I can't, you know.
It's that hard.
They won't pay for what I want to do, but they'll pay for what you want to do. And that money, my tax money is not here to pay for your indiscretion.
But Tracy, when you have your president doing something that you want, and I'm against it, you think I come to your son and say, you know what, Tracy, they shouldn't do this because I don't agree with that. That's not
bull, Stanley. You're still blaming Bush for everything.
No,
Stanley.
That's
a bunch of bull, Stanley.
Because she's making a statement.
No, Stanley. Tell me. What did President Bush pay for that you didn't want?
The war?
Obama's bombing people right now.
But who voted for the war?
Congress voted for the war.
And who's in Congress? Oh, no, no. And who's in Congress?
Democrats and Republicans.
No, okay, there you go. See, you got to understand, the war is something totally different than abortion.
Is there a constitutional amendment or any type of thing in the Constitution that says that we cannot go to war?
No.
Let him answer. See, he's the one who's got the problem. Huh, Stanley?
No.
Okay.
That is something that is agreed upon by all because
it's necessary to go to war sometimes. But now,
Jeff,
here's the thing. Is it necessary for us to kill children?
Jeff, I did
it is necessary for us to kill children?
Yes, because one of them is going to grow up and be the next Antichrist.
That's a choice. That's a personal choice. Let's do what Herod did.
Stanley, do you understand? Do you understand the history going back to the late 1800s, the history of this abortion thing? Do you know who Margaret Sanger was?
Yes.
You're an African-American male, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret Sanger said that you needed to be exterminated by abortion.
Okay.
She started Planned Parenthood. So you, therefore, are supporting something that wanted you exterminated.
No, I'm supporting that we should have the same right. If somebody wants to get an abortion, he has the right to do it. It's legal in this country.
Okay,
you know
Stanley,
what?
Hold on, Stanley. We're done.
You can leave a liberal.
Stanley, you're done. I got to go to Covina Man. Go ahead.
But you can't make him think.
Nope.
Go ahead, Covina Man. Are you there? Covina Man?
He doesn't want to speak to the white devil.
Hello? I know he was there. Covina Man, are you up? You put us on hold too. Jeez, oh man. What I'm saying is, I don't want to get into individual issues because we'll stay on abortion from now until Jesus comes. But what I'm saying is, we have issues in America that should not be paid for by private citizens. And the fundamental values of Americans, we need to simplify the Constitution to where it actually just does what it's supposed to do. And they're trying to remanufacture the Constitution to make it do what it's not supposed to do. And that's where we get into problems.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, if I go on a nut and I go back out in the street and start acting crazy, okay, I need to buy my own condoms, okay, if that's what I'm going to do. I need to buy my own because it's me out there doing that. People expect, just like we got pictures of those people on Facebook and all over the Internet, somebody got to take care of me and my 12 kids because they arrested my man for doing illegal activity. So somebody got to be responsible.
You know what really irks me more than anything? You take a woman that takes off her clothes and maybe spreads her legs for money, you know, to put herself through school, and we're going to call her a whore. Let's just face it, right? What's the difference between that and a woman that spreads her legs to get pregnant to get money from the government?
Well, they're not going to tell you they're getting money. Most of them aren't going to say that.
Somebody's supporting the what we term a whore out in the streets, and yet our government is supporting. I mean, but what's the difference? I'm confused. I'm really confused there. Please, somebody tell me.
I'm not calling anyone.
I'm not going to call, but I'm saying that's what they call them.
But
what's the difference?
I don't call that.
You've gone too hard.
But I'm not. But
no, you listen.
I'm asking.
You've gone too hard.
I'm asking.
No.
What's the difference?
Listen.
Tell me what the difference is.
Then you've gone too hard.
Okay.
Stop. You've gone too far.
So no one's going to explain to me the difference.
Listen. There are very, very few virgins in the world today because of the erosion.
I didn't say that. We're not talking about people that have sex.
Because of the erosion of the American society. It is what it is. But the problem is we're not teaching people that there are consequences to your actions. When you erode the immoral fabric of America, you allow them to go to sleep on everything else. So instead of them actually taking responsibility for their actions, you say that these are the ways to get out of what you've done. And it's not. I'm not gonna call women whores.
I'm not gonna say I didn't call them whores.
I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to say here is it is not for the American government to pay for my indiscretions. There's a better way to say it.
Right.
And people are not out. out there sleeping around because they're trying to get it paid for. What's happening is we don't want to teach them any different because we want to control them where they are.
Well,
and if you have no moral fabric, I can control you more because you don't have limitations.
Okay, I understand that.
So we can even go into the gun issue.
Right.
Right now, we have young people going out, and they are killing people in masses because no one's taught them limitations. It's all about self-control. And we're not teaching anyone to have self-control anywhere. And we're letting everyone to have a free-for-all, and then we want everyone else to pay for it.
You know, what's strange is that the day that Stony Brook massacre happened up in, was it Massachusetts there? That same day, there was probably twice as many black teenagers murdered in the United States.
But again.
But nobody said a word.
Again, because black life means nothing to America.
Hmm.
The problem is we in America don't realize that we look at black life and it's like nothing, and they buy into it when they call for a forward chant inside of an inaugural celebration when they demonize everyone else.
Well, see, so explain, what's the difference there then? I mean, why aren't we, where's the upcry?
There is no
upcry
because we're asleep. I keep telling you guys this. We're asleep. They have lulled Americans to sleep. And the blacks, and as a matter of fact, the black community is in a coma. They are functioning zombies. They don't even know it.
They're watching Honey Boo Boo.
Pretty much. They are zombies.
Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
What?
Honey Boo Boo.
What is that?
She'll be pregnant in 5 years.
What did you say, Matt?
I said she'll be pregnant in 5-10 years, too.
That's
Honey,
correct.
And probably collecting a check from the government?
But listen.
No, she'll have her own reality show.
Oh, there you go.
You got to understand, we have, America is asleep and black America is a zombie. But America is becoming the black community because it's not functioning properly.
Okay, well, how do you wake them up?
You call them, but you don't call them whores.
I didn't call them whore. I wanted to know what the difference is. Except one's illegal and one seems to be the definition of legality.
Listen, what it is
that's the only difference I can see.
If you wake up people too fast, you'll startle them into shock. You have to wake up people slowly, and so that they can wake up. When you come out of a coma, they bring you out slowly. They don't shake you awake. When you are asleep, if you wake up suddenly, you're startled when you wake up, so you're in shock. You have to be careful how you wake people. Hold on, local call. Your mic is on. Yes, Steve.
Tracy, you often say that Obama is not doing enough for us as a people. And I learned that he can't. And the reason why he can't is because he would hurt his bases who helped him get into office. And that could even cost him his own life, including his family's life.
So Steve, this is it. Hold on. So you want to be Martin Luther King, but you don't want to die the way Martin Luther King died. So you got to choose. You can't.
That's not the point.
That is the point. That is the point.
That's not the point.
What's the point?
The point is that if he does do things for black people, and he could be, he might be doing things like as. You know, we talk about brothers on the down low. He has to keep things on the down low.
No, he don't.
And
no, he don't.
Probably is doing.
Y'all
things,
are making.
But it's doing.
He ain't. Listen, you're making
it's
excuses.
It's not on the down low. It's not on the down low.
You know what?
For
this is.
He is doing things for liberty.
But here's the point, Steve. I'm a white American. And you know what? Black Americans are Americans, too. So I have no problem if he does anything for black America, yellow America, or red America. We're all Americans. And he should be doing something for black people.
People, listen. Hold on, no, Steve.
It.
Hold on, Steve. Listen to this.
That's the
hoodwink.
That's the hoodwink comment right
say,
there.
What?
Bull. That's the hoodwink comment.
No, that's not.
Guy.
That's the truth.
That's a hoodwink.
No, that's the truth. That is the truth that I am speaking.
I can prove it. I can prove that's the hoodwink.
Supposed to be for all people.
Yes,
he is.
Yes,
so tell me this: why is he for all?
Not supposed to be for.
So why is he for gay people?
Huh?
Are gay people all people now?
Well, gay people are American citizens. They.
Am I not an American citizen?
Look, black people.
First of all, there's no such thing as being for all people.
He doesn't want to exclude no one.
And plus, he's biracial.
Oh, Steve, that's just a crock of crap.
So how isn't he biracial?
Who cares if he's biracial? I don't care if he's polka dot.
There's no such thing as being for all people.
No such
thing.
He did not totally grow up around Afro-American.
So what?
He grew up in Hawaii.
Steve, what does that have to
culture?
What the world does that have to do with the pack of rice right now when black people are dying on the streets of America like it's a business, yet you can come up with assault rifles?
It is a business. That's
it, you are right. You are right. It is
it's
a business.
A business.
That's the first truth I heard you speak.
I not like the idea that his wife's daughters, brothers, and sisters are dying. Because his wife is a black woman.
Steve.
Even his
wife
has to be excluded.
Why?
He has to kiss up to
European
Americans to order to be accepted by society.
Steve, you don't have to kiss up to white people. You can stand up and be black. White people expect for you to be black. The problem is when you try to become something else.
What whites expect, Tracy, is for blacks to be Americans while they be white.
No, what they expect for you to do is be who you are. The problem
American.
Is we are ashamed
while
of who we are.
White.
Well, it's
you
really interesting to hear how black people and white people should be.
Do you?
They know what I'm thinking. They know how I feel.
Michigan.
That's great. That's like me saying I know what black people feel like. I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah. That is just so ironic.
Hey, guys.
I really know what a black person's thinking and feels and how
they feel. Of course you don't.
You know.
You're almost insulted by me trying to tell you what you think, right?
Right.
Like a man trying to tell a woman she knows what labor is.
A black person telling me as a white person how I feel. Wow. That is like just mind blowing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. It's like, wow, you really think I think that?
Yeah, we do think you think that. We think that you want us to be you want us to be white.
Wow.
Well, what they want is they believe that who they are universally is what every human is, and it's just not so.
Well,
What do you think I know about white America?
Let me show you. I can give you some practical examples. I can bag mine up with practical cultural examples. And I don't know. Now, you all can give me the BS, but I'll give you cultural examples.
Just go ahead and give us what you're going to give us. I don't have that much time for you to give me a definition of where you got your information.
Well, I don't have to. I can just give you a cultural example, for instance. You cannot find me one white university American university where they use black theory to teach in the schools. Any theory, social theories, or anything that blacks are going to, not one. Now, what you'll have is you'll get a few Negroes and set up a little African-American class and let them teach that to blacks. But nowhere in the schooling is black thought a part of the institution. Nowhere.
Go ahead and finish your statement so I can actually stop
the
line.
Now, the average person won't know how to connect that to what I just said about them thinking that their culture is universal and that it fits for all.
South Carolina?
But when you add things. Go ahead, that's enough.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
The color of your skin does not determine the way you act. Okay?
That is true.
Because if you're saying that, then Goebbels was right. He was very correct to state that the Jew is a very bad and a very low person. Okay, and the black man because of certain features, there's certain things about him that are undesirable. The only desirable person is a white person. I'm not going to say that because I know some people who came out of situations that you would never say, okay, a black person's not going to achieve nothing like that. That's impossible. That's stuff only white people do. Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You can become whomever you choose to become, okay?
It all depends on the matter, the level that you want to achieve. And if you put that kind of thought on other individuals, then you are selling the same lie that the races are selling. And
what,
the
what,
answer
what,
is
what,
just
what,
the
what,
time
what,
of
the whoa, 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 Michigan, you
that
got
lie,
to back,
that
back
lie,
up.
Okay,
okay.
That lie says that the black man is inferior, therefore we must lower the standard
who's
in order
that?
For him to achieve.
I have a question. Hold on. I have a question for you,
and
Michigan.
And I've got a comment.
I've got a question for you. Because, see, I don't believe that the color of a skin actually brings forth a culture of a person. I believe the environment of a person brings forth who they are and how they think. So are you trying to tell me because of the nature of who I am as an African-American makes me learn a certain way differently than a European-American because
now,
I'm a black American?
Anything like that? Now, when did I say anything like that?
Michigan, I asked the question. I'm trying to get clarity.
Of course.
Because
not.
What it seemed to say is, when I go into a school of higher learning, because they do not teach an African method of teaching, then my learning is limited, and so is and theirs is limited. Because they're using a European method of teaching instead of an African American method of teaching, which limits my sustainability and or my progression inside of a school.
Okay, but now how you got that from what I said, I do not know.
South Carolina, hold
I don't
on.
Know how
did you
got that
South Carolina, did you get the same thing I got?
Yeah, I got the same exact thing. That's the same exact understanding that I got.
Well, then that makes sense.
And I've got people
y'all.
Also they're inside of the chat room.
They're black conservatives. They're going to think a certain way. So Michigan,
yeah.
Like,
no.
Say
hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, Covina man. So I need to get clarity. So I'm asking you, Covina man, are you saying that black conservatives, we think differently than black liberals?
Yes.
How is that?
Oh, well, you're
you
more intelligent.
Black conservatives think from a European supremacy position. They think from position for to justify the role of European supremacy.
Yeah.
As
in other words, you see through the eye. Your African eyes have been plucked out of your eye socket. Do
you know
understand
what?
That?
That's racist.
And you see it.
That's racist.
You see it.
Hold on,
South Carolina. We're gonna get to the end
that's
of that.
That's an assessment. That's exactly what's going on.
Wow.
So because so my
your
hold
eyes
on
are gone.
So my African eyes are gone, and now that
yes.
I am, I'm Europeanized.
Yes, your worldview is that of European. And the brother is absolutely right.
So wait, are you
not,
saying
not
that
your,
Tracy and Jeff have to turn in their black cards?
They've been gone,
supremacy.
Dude. They don't even have them anymore.
So Michigan, you think that a Norwegian thinks exactly the same way as an Italian?
No, not exactly the same. But if you go into the what you call
and a Libyan thinks the same way as a South
Africa. If you go into
South
the historical cultural edicts, you'll see the connections, man. Now, of course, ethnicity,
you
will have some difference in ethnicity, right?
Whoa.
Meaning where this European group may have grew up versus where this European may have grew
okay.
up, meaning the climate,
so,
you know, how they interacted. You'll have
well, you know
those
what?
Little nuances.
There may be a little bit. He may be right in a way. Because I mean, the black conservative hates to see black children aborted, whereas the black liberal is all for it because he supports abortion, Mary Sanger, and of course we know black children are being aborted at a higher rated percentage than white children. So, yeah, I can see there is a difference between a black liberal and a black conservative.
Can I correct you right there?
What
the black conservative hates to see black babies aborted because white folk are saying that. That's why they're saying that.
Right.
Whoa.
That's
Tracy,
why Tracy
is
saying that.
It's because that's what you got. Yeah, you opened up a whole new can of worms there. Then. That's a whole can of lies.
Hold on.
That's a lie.
See, Michigan, see, this is where you got to get. Stop. Hold on. You got to understand, I don't hate black babies getting aborted because some white man told me that I'm supposed to hate the black babies getting aborted because, see, I hate for black men to be emasculated, but I also hate for black women to be so smart that they think that they don't need a black man and they discriminate against them and they emasculate them in public. And I hate to have a black woman syndrome. I also see where I hate to see where we have left, because it's not a black woman who's left the black female, but it's the black male that's left the black female. I hate to see black men in the tomb. I hate to see black men that walk away from their black babies because they just rather lay with me and then walk away from me. Oh, but I guess that right there just blinds the eyes of my Republican senses, because I hang around with white people and black people, and I think that all people are the same, that people ought to have an advancement, and they ought to be brought up so that they can be independent of their own and not be enslaved by a system. But I guess that's just my European conservative eyes, because I have been emancipated from a black way of thinking, because black people right now are walking around like zombies being led to slaughter and nobody cares about them. And I will stay in that lane, because that lane seems to make it to where I'm independent, because right now where I look from the cheap seats, it looks as though right now black people are being genocided by the white liberal society in which they subscribe to.
They're being genocided by European culture.
European culture that you keep on talking about, right now, their progressive push is being pushed by the people in which they support.
Right. Who controls this European culture that's being pushed in the United States?
White people.
Okay, and these white people basically have control of what party?
It doesn't matter about the party.
The progressives have control of what party.
That's irrelevant.
No, it doesn't matter. These are the people that are controlling our future and our lives.
Political
parties. It does matter.
American political parties are nothing but family, European family fighting. That's just brothers and sisters passing out their differences.
Yes,
Your
Honor.
That is why. That is why I said it a long time ago. It is racist at its core, and it shouldn't be listened to.
Hold on. You're right, because it's nothing but the Aryan nation called black.
It's the same thing.
Listen, maybe we have different definitions of racism then. Maybe that's what it is. Because I don't
see the Aryan. You call the skinheads and the Aryan Nation racist, don't you?
Who?
You?
I do too.
I do too.
Yeah,
I don't know what that theory is. If that theory is to create a white culture, I don't think that's wrong with this African progressivism
that I just heard coming out of the definition of what you guys just said.
No, but Tracy, a Michigan man isn't a progressive. He may not be against him. He will represent non-Christian, black thinking, more of a black centrist.
A pan-Africanist. What is a progressive? What is that? Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
That's a problem.
That's a European
problem.
It's not a problem for me.
Your grandchildren and your children are getting ready to get swept away because of progressives in America today.
Not if I can help it either.
You want to know a good definition of a progressive? A little bit extreme, but he was a progressive. Jean-Claude Duvalier. Okay, those are good examples that's progressive mentality. Okay.
Jean-Claude Duvalier
is not a progressive. Trust me, not.
No.
What is it?
I don't think Idi Amin is either.
Nah.
Why? I think he just got misguided a little bit along the way. He's not a progressive. He got misguided.
You call that misguided? I hate to call it incorrect.
Idi Amin? Michigan, how do you know that he's not a progressive when you just admitted you don't know what a progressive is?
Based off of the definition that you guys gave about earlier, one of you guys said a progressive abortion. What was the two things that you named?
Abortion.
That was Jeff.
And against the legal right of gays having the right to get married.
That's not what we said. That's not a progressive. A progressive is one who is a person who believes that there should be redistribution of wealth and a more of a socialist mentality. That's what a progressive is.
And a certain group of elitists need to run the whole show.
It wasn't. It was more a dictator. Trust me not.
He probably would fall under more of a dictator than a progressive.
Mentality and redistribution didn't work in IT. It didn't happen. Trust me.
But when they use the term progressive, like we were saying last week, they anything that's bad, they label it. They label it as progressive. If it's an earthquake, that was a progressive earthquake. If it was a hurricane, that was a progressive.
It is.
progressive
it's progressive. Conservative is the best thing since sliced bread, which is not.
Right, and you label and you guys label everything that goes wrong George Bush. So what's
I don't label everything that goes wrong George Bush, but you don't take responsibility when you do something wrong, and you protect yourself. You don't take no responsibility when you do something wrong. Perfect example.
Stanley, listen to me.
Go ahead.
Tracy and Jeff and myself and Sticks have again and again came up with things that George Bush did that was wrong that we didn't agree with. We've done it time and time again on this radio show, and I have yet to hear anybody come out and say Obama shouldn't have done that.
Okay, let me give you a perfect example. When he came to the war of Iraq, none of you took responsibility of that. What everybody was telling you was a mistake. Jeff came with all the people saying he didn't do the 32 resolution of the union, and he didn't do this, and he didn't do that. He came with all the – he had to come with all the invention and say, you know what, Stanley, we were wrong. We should have never gone to that war.
Stanley, Congress voted for that war.
I don't care.
Okay? You don't care?
I didn't say which was George Bush.
George Bush could not arbitrarily. George Bush could not arbitrarily go to war, Stanley.
What did he say? I'm going to war because there's weapon of mass destruction. Where are the
because everybody agreed that there was weapons of mass destruction.
Forget it.
That's called responsibility.
You see what you see.
I'm not seeing what you're saying. I'm still waiting for those weapons. Where are they? Where are the weapons?
Stan. Go Google Nancy Pelosi.
I can Google anything.
Go
everybody
Google
tells you there's no
Harry Reid. Go Google Dick Durbin. Go Google all these names and then put agreed with war. Watch them in their own words say that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Watch them in their own words say that George Bush needed to act to have something done about removing him as a dictator of that country. Watch them say it less than a year before he made the decision to go.
Obama didn't agree with that.
They do the same research when Colin Powell went in front of France and everybody, and everybody around the world was saying, where's your proof? And Colin Powell was shafted. Just before
Obama did not.
Presentation, just before
I didn't say Obama.
Wait, you don't say that to the American people. You never say that. If you do a little research in Google, just before Colin Powell did this research, doctors or people who were professional who know Iraq said there was no way.
Hey, Sam, I'm gonna put it to you a different way. I'm going to put it to you a different way, okay? President Obama got before everybody and said, your taxes will not go up. I got my first paycheck on the 5th of January, okay, for this year. Guess what happened?
Your taxes
went up.
Right. I 1099, so I get to see that surprise next April. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay, your taxes went up, but don't say conservative. Oh, like,
okay.
No, Sam. President Obama stood
and
there and said,
our
taxes went up.
If you're telling me that your taxes went up, then you made a mistake. I have no problem.
He made a mistake. He told a lie.
When it comes to saying that you were wrong, you never say you're wrong. You deviate. You think that the rest of the world is crazy. When we come with proof and tell you you are wrong, you don't say it. You say it's impossible. We can come with proof to you. And there's many times I come with proof. I came with proof with something with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with proof, and everybody would say, you're crazy. Really? And we're the crazy one? We're the one who's not open to free things? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Please. Look at yourself first, conservative. You're not open to anything.
Kelly, here's the thing. You see and read what you want to read. Just like the thing with the Second Amendment the other day. When you're talking about Patrick Henry, you read it, and if you read it the way you read it, it would say that. However, you took it completely out of contextually. You took it out of context, and if you read it out of context, it will say something different.
I didn't take it out of context, first of all.
You did read it out of context, Stanley.
I didn't take it out of context. Why don't you do the research? Say, Stanley, you know, you may maybe.
I did the research. Stanley, I did the research. I did the research. I read the argument.
That was it. Did I make that information?
I read the argument.
I just came with something that said, hey, the Second Amendment was done because they wanted to amend slavery. That's what I said. And you jumped on me like I was crazy. No, that's crazy.
And I did jump on you because what you were saying was incorrect.
Saying, maybe he's making a point. I'm making a point of something that maybe I read and something that maybe bubble, and you could do the research and find out. Hey, let's find out if it's true. But you jumped on me before even finding out. I'm sorry. As a liberal or progressive, if you come with anything that comes at sense and you bring me documentation, I would first look at it before jumping on you.
Stanley,
you
were talking about,
you don't.
The article that came out of, I had posted on my Facebook page 3 days prior to before you even said it. It was on my Facebook page. I've got a whole stream of comments on my Facebook page talking about it.
Okay. So that tells you something. Some people are going to believe what I said, and some people are not. You don't have the truth.
Somebody believing. Because I researched it. Before I jumped on you, you said I jumped on you without doing the research.
Like I was a crazy person, and I'm not. And I won't never jump on you like that. It's the same thing with President Obama. Everybody's jumping on him. He's bringing our country in a different way. He's not. He's not bringing it the way that you want to. But the rest of the population in America is happy the way he's doing it now. And that's the fact of life you got to get over as conservatives. That's a fact of life. That's election. That's the reason we have election.
Here's the thing. At what point does he get tired, or does he run out of other people's money to spend? Okay? Because there's going to come a point in time when there's no more money. As well as I do, if you get to the end of the month, you get to the end of your money before you get to the end of the month, guess what you got to do? You got to stop spending. And that doesn't seem to be the case with him.
But the thing I laugh about is, as a conservative, you're jumping at President Obama for those $60 trillion, but you weren't jumping on George Bush when he did 2 stupid wars and things like that, and it was over. And you didn't jump on Reagan when he did.
Came nowhere near that.
So let's see who started the deaths and everything. I didn't see no conservative Republicans. As soon as they come in power, I don't see no Republicans. Hey, we got to do something in the debt. But as soon as Democrats go in power, all hell breaks.
We do it all the time.
We got to repair the debt. Really?
Hey, Stanley, let me tell you something. If Jimmy Carter, I'm going to go back to Carter. If Jimmy Carter would have jumped down the Iranian's throat the day after they took those hostages instead of trying to be the quote-unquote diplomat, I don't think we have the problem in the Middle East we got today. Okay? Because he sat back and tried to play nice with the Iranians.
Yeah, but you forgot with the story. What did Reagan do? Reagan basically traded weapons to the Iranians to have free people. That's not smart also. I'm going to give you weapons, and you're going to free people. Do we have a deal? Wow, that's so smart as a president. If Obama would have done that right now, you would have said, traitor. You would have said, we need to impeach him.
Obama
did. If Reagan does it, it's okay. But when President Obama would have
Obama
done it, he would have been impeached.
Obama's done it. Obama already did it with F-16 and small.
Where's the impeachment for Reagan?
Hold on.
You're saying Obama did it. Where's the impeachment for Reagan when he did that? No impeachment. I don't hear your Reagan God conservatives say, hey, Reagan.
George
did
Bush
that.
Pardoned him. The first George Bush pardoned Reagan for that.
There you go. So, it's very loose with conservatives. When you do something wrong, it's okay. When you bring us to death, we're supposed to say it's okay. But when a Democrat does it, it's the end of the world. Really?
You see, this is where the whole listening to what people say comes into effect. Because I already mentioned that conservatives, in fact, on this show, do hold conservatives responsible for government.
Where is the conservative when
did
George
you just
Bush
hit a whole
president?
New note
tell
statement?
Me where were they. Please tell me. Please show me the tape where it was. When George Bush was
listen,
was
Stanley.
No man voice should go that high.
Please tell me.
I just kidding.
No, you
weren't. I know. Oh, that was a good one, Michigan.
I got a bird flew by me. Holy
cow. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hold on. 360, your mic is on.
Yeah. I need them to explain what a progressive is, and you guys are going way around the point. Nobody's hit it correctly, and that's why you're having a problem discussing who is and who is not one. Progressives are those people that think that government is supposed to be the mother of all, and that is their literal translation of what they say. They think that the people are not smart enough to handle themselves. This is where the black code came from, that will educate white people better than black people. Black people will never get to be as smart as or as educated as old as white people in America. These are the progressives. They are your people that believe that government has to answer it all. So therefore, they don't want you armed, because when they make you do what they want you to do, vis-a-vis the health care law, vis-a-vis the gun control laws, then you will not be able to, you won't be able to do anything about it.
Well, what's the difference between that and slavery?
There's no difference. The thing is they think they're smarter and they're elite. Don't forget, these are your elitists, all your people that come out of your Ivy Leaguers. That's who the progressives are, but they are the ones of the world. They come out of where you went in England, Ben, and all the other places of the world. And these are the super, super rich people that don't mind killing off people so they can have better control.
But see, hold on, Jeff. This is my question, because, see, I'm sitting here looking up progressive movements in the United States. What you just said is never written.
Yeah, it is. I can bring it up for you next time I'm in.
It says progressivism is a general political philosophy advocating for the favoring of gradual social, political, and economic reform.
That's
modern progressivism emerged as a part of a more general response to the vast social changes brought to the end industrialization. It is a left of center political spectrum, and is to be contrasted with conservatism. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said to you, you've got to run deep inside of trying to you've got to run deep inside of your definition, Jeff, to find that one on when you Google.
Yeah.
No, you don't. All you have to do is go to the progressives of the world. And once again, you'll see that it says the progressives. See, you got left and right side progressives. You don't have
to the left
side.
Right side.
Well, shut up, Stanley. If I'm going to go to the right side, just shut up. Once again, you have to understand, you have a left side and a right side. They want the same thing, but only different ways. That's why you had a George Bush 1 have the same mindset as a Barack Obama. Once again, both of look at the mindset. Look at what they did. Look at the liberalism. That's why George Bush was called a moderate, not a conservative. He was not a conservative. Neither one of them was a conservative, by the way. But I like the one because he bought his daddy. But they think that government is the end all. That's why you had government controls and encroach upon our freedoms under George Bush II, and you have more of it under Barack Obama. Understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the elitists of the world.
You see, Tracy,
you can put me back on mute, but that's what I just wanted to clarify. I'll bring the thing in tomorrow when I start.
But what I'm saying is, when you look at progressives on the internet and or you don't get this definition that just gave. Just so that you know that is not the definition that shows up.
You will get it, Tracy, because I read it on there.
Jeff, you read it on there. But what I'm saying is, when you Google it, you have to dig deeper inside of your search engine.
Well, they're not going to come out and admit. Yeah, they don't come out and say, listen, we're going to kill 3/4 of the world population because that's the only way we can control them. But, and the two types of progressivism that Jeff is referring to, one is with, believe it or not, America in the league, or in the lead, where America has control of the world and its population. And the other one is with a shared league, like a United Nations sort of one world power. What were they calling that? The New World Order.
New World Order.
Yeah, that was the terminology that came out of the progressive movement.
All in the be all and the ultimate authority.
And
what I'm saying is,
we agree with you. But what I'm saying is, because you need to know when you go and look stuff up on the internet, you've got to go to more than just Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you've got to look up the Bilderberg Organization and some other things.
I'm looking at the Progressive Democrats of America.
Crazy.
Hold on, Stanley.
Right.
The definition that is given, and when you say their mission statement or their history or what they're doing, the definition that Jeff just gave you is not written there in black and white.
Well,
you've got to dig deeper.
And that's not who the progressives are. The Progressive Democrats of America are not the progressives. They are a wing of the progressives, but they are not the progressives. Understand, when you think of something, think about the Bilderbergers 4 years ago when they had Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, all these other billionaires come to their greeting, and they ask them, what is the world's number one problem? And they said,
population.
The world population. Mm-hmm. And they said, we have to do something about culling the population. And they made a plan. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. Michigan man, I'm so sorry you believe in Pan-Africanism, because that's the most foolish thought that you could have, because there's 2 million different thoughts out of Africa. It's so idiotic.
Okay.
I can't. We're gonna let history judge your ideology and mine.
Yes.
We'll let history.
And Tracy, can I ask a question?
Maybe. What is it?
So if we have a left, right, and right progressive, what is the left and the right conservative? Because conservative is not what it is.
Stop. You got to listen. We're using all these terms, and they all have too many meanings.
So tell me the meaning of conservative.
I'm getting ready to tell you. Shut up and listen. What we're saying
y'all
is...
Y'all got to start respecting Stanley.
Stanley? No, can't. Listen, this is the issue. You have people who in America that call themselves conservatives. You got people who call themselves liberals. You got people that call themselves Republican. You got people that call themselves Democrats. And you have people that call themselves progressives. But you have to also understand you have an underlying group of people who play both sides of the fence at all times.
Yes, your true progressives are both conservative and liberal.
They are their agenda is for whomever is in the
right.
White House and whoever is in power at that time, and they navigate their way.
Mm-hmm.
It is not your corporation, Stanley, that you keep saying, because there's a corporation behind the corporation that's moving their agenda. There are lobbyists behind the lobbyists that are moving their agenda, and they're moving it into the direction that they want to go in. And they don't care who's in power. What I'm saying to us as Americans, and I'm talking about the everyday going to work, live Americans, creating jobs, all those people, because those are the people who are being manipulated by the process and by the system, which is different than who we're talking about. That's why you turn gray in the White House, because you find out the real deal when you get there and you think that you know something and you really don't.
Like who killed Kennedy and where the...
Where the bodies are buried, Area 51. You find out more stuff than you thought you knew when you walk in there, and you'd be like, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into? No matter whether you're Republican and or Democrat. And you push that way. What I'm saying is America has to wake up, because there are people that are pushing their agenda whether you like it or not. And they are allowing they can push their agenda, but you don't have to walk in lockstep with them. And what's happening to America because of the division of America, they are pushing their agenda and keeping you separate so that you do not usurp authority over them, because they are a small group of people.
Well, they're using the basic Chinese proverb, divide and conquer. That's what they're doing to America.
But Tracy, you still didn't answer the question, what is conservative? Because
conservatives are people who believe in the power and of the individual, that the individual is the ultimate authority over his own body and his own self, and that the individual is more valuable than the collective. Progressives, by and large, believe that the
collective.
The collective is more valuable than the individual.
Okay. And
that
what,
is
what,
the
what,
biggest
and
difference.
And I agree with you, what you're saying.
And
what's
you do not.
With
you believe that the collective is more important than the individual.
Progressives
okay,
believe
what
that
the mob
rules.
What is the problem with conservatives? What is the problem? Because you're saying you're so much. What is the problem with progressive? What is the problem? With
because once you take away the value of
the
individual and cede it to the collective, then the individual becomes unnecessary, and his entire duty for living is to feed the collective.
Stanley,
that is the problem, Stanley.
Stanley, you cannot ask a question on top of a question and answer the question while somebody else is talking. It cannot work that way. This board is not designed for that. I don't think you guys really understand that. It is not designed for that,
yeah,
okay?
Well, especially once it becomes a collective, because then Stanley would be cut off altogether.
And what I'm saying is there's have and have nots, and we keep on looking at, you know, corporate. You're looking at corporations, but corporations are not the enemy here. What it is the people that are manufacturing it behind it. No matter who's in power, they're in power, and they only have one vote, yet you actually are manipulated by them every day through the media, and you're not getting anything done. They use us, and that's the issue that I have. So you can say, well, Tracy, you're this way, and they tell me I'm Europeanized. No, I'm a realist. I see both sides of the equation. And what I'm trying to get people to do is wake up, think, and then move forward.
Well, not really, because, Tracy, you think the direction that our president is doing is the wrong direction, so you're not looking at both sides' directions.
Stanley,
listen
to what I'm saying. The president's position is to increase more entitlement and to make you more dependent on the system. And what I'm saying to people is you need to come out from the dependence of being reliant upon the government or upon the system of America and become independent to where you can engage the government to do what you want it to do and not to be dependent on it. That is why I am in opposition of President Barack Obama, because he is making Americans more dependent upon the system, and I want you to become more independent of the system.
But you are already dependent on the system. We're going to go with the health care.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. When I get to retirement age, I do not want to depend on my Social Security check for my livelihood.
Wait, excuse me. What was that document called? The Declaration of what?
The Declaration of Independence? No. See, listen to what I'm saying. As you're looking at documents, I'm looking at need. What I'm saying is right now we have a system that we are heading towards our Social Security, and we have more people that are dependent upon that check coming in, and I want us to be more independent of that check coming in to where that money that comes in, you don't have to have it when you get there.
Yeah, see, that sounds like that they want to live in a country that has a declaration of codependence.
And
no,
because as long as you're dependent upon the system, then they can
maintain
power over you.
Yeah.
Right.
See,
what are you missing?
So if I die, it goes to my descendants, not
correct.
The government.
Exactly.
No, what he's missing out that definition of independence is that was white independence. It didn't include Indians or black people. That's what conservatism is about, independent.
No,
religion.
It's not.
No, wait,
that's
right there at the time it was written.
Kavina Man,
yes.
Come on, man.
Kavina Man is right.
Kavina, it was right.
You're
right. When it was written, black people were not a person, and they could not engage in the process. You're right.
I'm going to give them that.
But right now.
It means you.
Right now, my mama's getting Social Security, and I don't want her to be me dependent upon
it.
I want her to be dependent upon me.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean, no, it doesn't?
Well, the thing is, you're talking about conservatism.
Right now,
no, conservatism has
it
nothing.
It doesn't mean you now. No, it doesn't.
What do you mean? No, it doesn't.
Right now, our
parents are getting Social Security if they're alive. Are they not? And
yeah,
if
I
you were to take, hold on. Are you? Am I wrong?
No,
are
I think
they getting,
you're right. Yeah.
And right now, the seniors that we know, if you were to take that check from them, would it devastate them?
Yes.
Is that not a problem?
Yeah, that's a problem.
And what I'm saying is we need to find financial independence from that system.
How are you going to find financial independence when you're working for a corporation?
Well, that would be for anybody who's dependent on that trade, right?
It's called.
That's what I'm saying. But they're making you more and more dependent upon that system, and that is the problem that, as conservatives, we have.
But Tracy,
I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM.
It doesn't make sense. So people are depending on paycheck to paycheck to working for a job.
Right, they're depending on the job.
They're depending on the job.
take out the jobless
right.
and look how people go berserk.
Yeah.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
But it depends on what you do with your money, primarily. We don't think how we handle our money. And a lot of times, I'm not talking about just black folks, this is all folks. They don't handle their money. We live to the gusto because we're the land of plenty over here. So we all want to have what we see the others have. So we extend ourselves and stuff like that. So, but the thing is the move is not to have more government controlling things. And that's where these people want to go.
But destroying us.
No, I don't think that's where the misunderstanding is. The growth of government is really you're talking about the growth of organized people for a particular interest. And let me tell you what I mean. So if in fact there's an interest group that pops up. Now, what that interest group may need as far as government resources and things of that nature, that's what complicates and make the government grow. It's interest groups that make the government grow.
I agree.
See? Okay. So that's we can take the spookiness out of it, right? Like there's this 12 group of people somewhere in a dungeon smoking pipes, you know, growing the government.
No. Well, the government made a law that said that United States citizens can be held without a charge indefinitely. You have just put yourself in a very precarious position.
That's something totally different than Social Security, Jeff.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't disagree with that, Jeff. I wouldn't disagree
with that. Anything the government
gives,
the government can take away. And they have done it, and we're just bumbling along like, oh, well, it didn't mean nothing. No, it did mean something. This is craziness.
You're mixing a few things in you're saying now. I don't disagree with, but
Jeff,
who would disagree with that, Jeff? Those are matters of fact. But Jeff, I think you're trying to mix some other stuff in there.
When you're working for somebody, when you're working for a corporation, when you're working for somebody in small business, you're already enslaved. We know that.
Stanley,
Listen,
you don't have to work for anybody.
Good luck.
You can go out and start your own business, dude.
Okay, but you think having your own business just happened out of the blue? It's not so easy like out of the blue like this.
It used to be, but it's not anymore.
I agree with you, but it's not anymore.
Why not, though, Stanley?
Technology, things have improved.
No. It has to do with only government oversight.
Listen,
one of the jobs I had, I was a meat inspector, okay? You had a lot of farmers that would, they had a couple little places that they'd go and have their meat cut up and sold at market. You know what the government did? Federal government came in. They made the regulations so stringent on these little mom-and-pop places, they could no longer be in business. They can't do it. They weren't allowed to slaughter. I ticketed them, man. I gave them tickets to put them out of business. You have to understand, the government is the problem. It is not us. And they're asking for way too much because they hire these people that don't have nothing else to do, and then they just make up stuff to do.
I think for the dominant culture, I don't think that the government is the dominant culture's problem. For instance, if you was to snatch out, let's say you snatched out all of the races out of America except Europeans. You would still have your class system, right? You would have poor whites and all of those. Okay, so now, inside of that paradigm, Jeff, that comes along with a culture. You're poor, you're uninformed. Those never go away, you see? So now, if you looked at it from that perspective, would you say the government was not working? Smash all of the black. What? Okay, now what basis would you use to say the government wasn't working? Because you have poor or uneducated?
No, because if you have uneducated but you have public education, it is somebody's fault. And my point is this. I get sick of it always being pointed at the people that are not getting educated for reasons why they're not educated. And the point is it's because the government has gotten in and destroyed it.
It's not the government.
Yes,
it's not the government.
Not the
Jeff, let me
destroyed education.
Listen, Jeff.
This is
if you want to be clear, if you want to give people clarity, what you have to do when you have initial life public education, all you have to do is find the interest groups, and the interest groups. No question that the interest groups, the largest interest group for public education, would be your unions.
And
they would be Democrats. Ain't no question about that. That's a matter
Thank
of fact.
Thank you again.
Okay, so what you do is they are the problem of if you want to call a problem of public education, it is those interest groups. Now, who are they? The public education system was never meant to educate, particularly blacks, never. So where do we get this idea that that's what it's supposed to do now? Where do we get that from?
Well, the thing is you're locked in it. They don't want you out of it. And
well,
whatever,
I agree with that, too. I agree with that, Jeff.
With you.
But now, that's not the government. You know who wants to lock you into it, Jeff?
Exactly.
It's not the government. It's those interest groups.
Like I said, that's why I'm wondering why we vote that way.
That's something different now, though, Jeff. I'm saying... It's different when we go to assess that, I'm saying. Now we have to use, I think, a different set of historical facts to assess why they keep voting. Saying who it is and why they keep voting is two separate things, is what I'm saying.
We'll deal with that tomorrow when I get in, because I really would like to explore this deeper, because education being held back from us by the people who always get us to vote for them, that is a big, huge problem. And they have co-opted an argument. Yeah.
In 1869, it was a majority black Republican legislature in the state of South Carolina that instituted the public education system.
Right.
That's for all individuals. Okay. So.
Let me show you something, South Carolina. See, this is where I think the concept of racism gets skewed. For instance, it's really just about controlling resources or controlling people, one of two. Now, the issue of once whites started coming into that public education that black folk did set up, what are you talking about there? You're talking about pay for teachers. You're talking about curriculum development and things of these nature. And so that's natural that, hey, white folks want to be teachers just like blacks. So now we're just talking about who has the authority and the power within those constructs.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM
AM
600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is approximately 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSLM AM 600. And still, as I have been, in Sticks and Lady Sticks. And on the phones, who knows?
And in spirit, we have Mike Claret here because the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. So big ups to him, huh?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah.
He would have been elated.
I wish he was here.
Me too.
I miss him. Yeah, me too.
I miss him.
Hello,
I thought
Tracy.
About him over the weekend, you know, all that's going on politically with me. He would have been so very, very proud.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I have to really give kudos to him because of him. That's why I am where I am. He's the one that brought me in here. And got me really, really involved in the Mahoning County Republican Party.
Well, he's up there looking down on us.
Yeah, he's smiling out, but it's still, I'd rather see
actually, you know what?
Hanging out with me.
Yeah, he's probably at the Bay Area. He's with the Niners now. He's not even thinking about us.
Nah. 314, your mic is on.
Yeah, I was listening to the conversation. It sounded like Jeff is under the weather a little bit.
And yeah, he is.
So,
he had to get out of there.
Well, if that's so, I'm going to get in here and jump on his neck a little bit.
Do that while he's gone. Catch him while he's weak.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that conversation, you know, about the who's destroyed the public school, politicians had a lot to do that.
Absolutely.
With that. And the Democrats, teachers' unions, you know, at one point in time coming out of slavery, blacks started having their own schools until they was talked out of them by the liberal organizations. I can't think of one right now, but that is absolutely true. Public schools are designed to amalgamate immigrants into the American way of life, but you can see where they are today, and it's just terrible.
See, I got to see. This is my issue, and yet you hear liberals fighting against school choice and against vouchers and against you know, community schools and being able to have your own schools and home schools.
That's because you're not smart enough to pick a school for your child, and you're not smart enough to educate your own child, and you just better realize that, Tracy Winbush.
But this is my.
You didn't go to college. You're just stupid.
I know, and I am. I know, because every day, you know, I'm not that smart. But what I don't quite understand is the brainwashing of us to buy into it, lock, stock, and barrel. Everything that comes out of the system's mouth, we say okay.
We've been stopped from thinking. I worked with a guy. This is 30 years ago, and somebody talked about homeschooling his kids, and he was aghast. He said, "Well, who's gonna tell you if you're doing a good job? Your wife didn't go to college, and she doesn't have a teaching certificate, and how are you gonna know your child's being educated properly?"
Well, you got the answers in the back of the book.
You know what? I have to say, I'm glad I wasn't homeschooled. But you know, nothing against my parents, but you know, I'm glad I went through the public education system. I'm glad I was able to go to the colleges I attended, both here and in Europe.
I would have done better being homeschooled and or sent into a small magnet school. I would have done a whole lot better because I was not a traditional student.
But having said that, I have to say I was definitely
I would have done better.
Most of my teachers weren't as intelligent as I was. Let's just put it that way.
I would have done better in school if my mom had homeschooled me with her.
Mm-hmm.
I would have.
We had one child that would have done a lot better if we would have homeschooled him, because the school did not teach to the way that he needed to be taught. And I had a teacher tell me one time, "You do not know what your son knows. Come back." And she apologized, because she realized exactly what I told her was what the kid needed.
And you know, when I look at this and see, I disagree with Covina Mann and Michigan to the because you know I don't
or what
I see racism, but I don't see race.
But what do you disagree with on?
Pardon me?
What did you say you disagree with us on?
I don't see racism, but I don't see race. And the more I look at race in America, the more I see where we, because if you cut me, I bleed. And I all bleed, I bleed red.
And hey, I do too.
See, that's an extremist.
Mr.
But that's biology. You're talking about biology.
Listen to what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
cows and pigs bleed red too.
Yeah, you're talking biology.
No, pigs don't bleed. Pigs don't bleed. That's right.
Biology has nothing to do with social science.
Listen to what I'm saying. You know, race in America. See, I've got, and I'd say most Black Americans in America have quite a bit of white blood running through their veins.
No, not most, but a lot.
Most. Okay, a lot.
No, the majority of them don't.
Come on,
no, wait a
minute. That's not true, because you got to realize
all whites in America have
I
black
thought you
in
just
their,
said all blood
in their veins.
No.
Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Majority,
listen to what I said.
Wait.
Pianki, and when you say, because you got to realize black folks, they've been commingled with white folks just based on slavery.
I'm not denying it.
I mean, you got to understand.
I understand what you're coming from, but everybody needs to understand that.
Stop. Wait a minute. I got to hear something. Who has their radio up that I keep getting feedback?
Yeah, turn your radio down. As much
I
as I like to hear myself
came
speak.
On, you make that noise.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying, Tracy, but the majority, not over 50% of blacks have is that way.
The majority do not?
No, the majority do not. Just like
hold on. That's
in fact,
not true.
The majority of the words in the American English is not. It's French and Latin, believe it or not.
The majority of black Americans in America, and I'm saying the black Americans in America, they have some white in their bloodline just based upon how they got here.
Well,
the point is what?
But there's a difference between black Americans and black African Americans.
Well, let her go so we can see what the point of her saying that is.
You guys said no, and what I'm saying is we are Americans and we are indigenous to America, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I understand that.
And for the last 75 years, the experts have been telling us that every human being is the product of their surroundings, and so your birth has nothing to do with it. It's just all the products of your surroundings.
Of your environment.
Well, environment.
That's a theory that I believe also. But this whole conversation, the point is moot because we all – every single one of us listening in this room, whether you're white, black, red, green, I don't care what color you are, our DNA can be traced from 10 females that came out of Africa.
Yep.
We're all Africans.
Yeah, but okay. Here's the point. Just like Slick said, where you came out of is one thing, but where you evolved at makes a whole lot of difference.
Right, where you got your worldview from. Right.
Right.
But wait a minute. But the worldview that we have in our environment coming from an inner city is really devastating us at large because
no kidding.
We are – let me finish. Bang! We are dumbing down our own.
Oh, boy.
You can't – no, don't old boy me. Hold on. Hold on, Ben. Hold on. Let me finish. We are dumbing down our own by not giving them the opportunity to get an education that they need and letting them dream their own dream because we are allowing them to be polluted with a societal view, letting them have limitations.
And what political party controls the inner cities?
Ben.
When African Americans try to impose those
no,
but
let me address that because I've heard a lot of conservatives say that. I'll give you an example. The city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, right? That's one of the cities where they had an EFM takeover. Now, I was an elected official on that boat.
When you say EFM, hold on, you used an acronym. Tell us what the EFM stands for.
Emergency Financial Manager.
Okay.
All right. So now this issue of Democrats controlling inner cities, if you look at the systems that control a culture, for instance, the city's relationship to the county government and then on to the state government, the city's relationship to the service providers, right, which link back to the state government and the federal government, those institutions are not run by Democrats.
They are.
Okay, let me give you an example. Benton Harbor sits in a Republican – it's been Republican forever, Berrien County, right? They run the court system. They run the
okay.
You see?
Okay. I only got 40 minutes.
Okay. They control all of the state funding, state and federal funding. It filters down through the state, even so it doesn't make a difference, state, Democrat or not. When it comes to the county, it's filtered through – those institutions' hands, and most all of them are Republican.
You are right, and I will attest to you.
Okay.
You are right. You are right about that. But the reason why you are not getting what you want from the Republican side of it, you
because
have right
they
now.
They want to eat.
No, that's not. It's
and
not
they
because they
feed their
no,
families.
No, that's not what it is. Don't oh God me! Oh, Covina, man, Covina, let me finish. Let me tell you what's going on here. And I'm gonna be real with you, very very real. I'm gonna be very very real, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna hit the nail directly on the head. The reason why you're not getting anything from the Republican establishment is because they don't care, because your whole allegiance goes to the Democrat establishment.
No, that's where you're
okay,
wrong.
Okay, now let me add in here.
Good grief!
All right, the thing is. Being in being on a board in a on a in an office somewhere in some city, none of that inoculates you from the system of white supremacy. I don't care
what you did.
None of that is inoculated.
I can give you practical
examples. You were born into a system of white supremacy. That's what controls it. Whatever the party name is, whatever color eyes he is,
and you really mean white supremacy. So you believe, let me get this straight. You really believe in your heart the reason why we're not getting anything is because we're black.
Absolutely. It's
Hold
not
on,
a belief,
stop.
Tracy.
Stop right there. So let me ask you this. When I look
That's
at
not
Appalachia.
A belief, though.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. When I look at Appalachia, and Appalachia is poor white people along the Ohio River, you mean to tell me the reason why they are where they are is because they got black blood going through their veins because they doing just as bad as the inner city?
Let me give it to you another way, Tracy. It's if though everybody wants to eat, right? If you control the purse strings and how food gets distributed, particularly resources from the government, if you control them, then you're gonna make sure you eat first. That's natural. That's natural.
I got mine. My question
and what
is,
happens is
my question
what happens
is I got a
black
school board.
Blacks get whatever's left over.
Because that's what they accept. The reason why we get leftovers, the reason why we get leftovers is because I, as a black woman, I get it put in place by black people to do a job, and when I get there, I take I'll let you have your argument where white people get theirs, Republicans get theirs, and when they give it to me to distribute it out to you, I got to take half, and then I give you the scraps from my table.
Now, that's a good point. Now, I don't disagree with that.
Now, this is my issue.
I don't disagree with that now.
Now, this is my issue. And instead of you holding me accountable because you sent me into the house to go get something to eat, you pat me on the back because you took a scrap. So if you want to go with your theory, I'll let you have it, whether I agree with it or not. My question is, why won't you hold me accountable for giving you the scraps when I was supposed to give them to you? I was supposed to bring meat to your table. And my question is, why do you follow me and continue to put me in office, continue to support me, not ask me any questions when I keep on bringing you slop and I'm riding around in a Cadillac?
Now that's our issue. Yeah.
No, and so when you talk about me and my your Eurocentric attitude, what I'm saying to you is, why is it that if I come to you as a Republican who is a conservative, and I'm willing to take the scraps and give you the meat, why kill me?
Your analogy is so far over. All over the place. I can't
what's European?
Hold on, Michigan. Covina, man, no, my theory is not all over the place. The theory is you know I just told you the truth, and you don't want it accepted because I am a conservative.
No, I might be agreeing with you, but just be specific. It's like
I am being specific.
Let's go.
You want me to call names out?
No, you don't have to call. Well, you can if you want to, but I'm just saying to be specific. Don't be like,
I am being specific. No matter what it is, because in our local system, you cannot have a majority system like Detroit, like Youngstown, who had all black control, yet nothing that dealt with black people elevate. Your educational system didn't elevate. Your economic system didn't elevate.
Yeah, let me keep on doing the same thing over and over again. All I need is 30 seconds, Tracy.
Getting the same results and thinking you got something.
Then come
when I try to tell you different and I try to do differently, you come and tell me that I'm a European and I've lost my black card because I'm a Europeanist and y'all just don't understand the plight of black people.
I'm not the one that moved away from the inner city.
I stayed in the inner city, not because I have to, because I want to, because I know that if the brain trust leaves, we all lose.
Yeah, but that's not why I call you European, but...
Yeah,
but I'm just saying. Because right now, every time I get a dollar in my pocket, I pack up and move to the suburbs.
because when church gets late, I leave there. Yet we're going to go and support Barack Obama because he's black. Let him lie to us like he does and follow him like the Pied Piper. And never question the unemployment and the lack of education in the inner cities. Right now we look at our young people and they are dying like it's a business. But we look at the 20 black white kids get killed in Newtown, Connecticut, and we have assault ban legislation like this just started.
Tracy, this is where you go on your rant of assessing the obvious. You do this every show.
I can't help it.
You jump from issue to issue.
It's not issue to issue. What I'm saying, it is the same issue.
Trying to somehow merge all that stuff together to make yourself make sense.
It is the same.
Here's the problem you run into when you say that, explain the obvious. Because we're, you know, the show goes over the internet, because there are folks out there that listen to the show that have never heard any of this before.
Oh, that's true.
It needs to be said. It needs to be said in the way that it's said.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
We are losing this battle. And yet I'm watching, if you look at the majority of the crowd at the inauguration today, they were African Americans. We make up 12% of the population. But we're still not going to hold this man accountable for any of the legislation that he passes. When this affordable health care thing comes down the pike, it's going to be poor people that's going to get the brunt of the deal. And I'm talking about the working poor. I'm not talking about the indigent.
Tracy, I don't even need that long. What happens is people move from, you know, ex-slave areas in the South. They moved into Detroit or whatever northern city you want to talk about, black people controlling. They moved there. They moved into neighborhoods that was probably controlled or owned by white folks, or they got jobs by white folks. They didn't create jobs. They didn't create a General Motors or something and negotiate with China and Japan to ship the jobs overseas. They moved into an area looking for a job. These were workers. You don't take a James Evans and turn him into a Donald Trump just because he might be on a city council.
But today, every time you get a successful black businessman, you tear him down, tell him he sold out. And I'm sick and tired of hearing that excuse when today you take a Herman Cain or another person like that that has pulled themselves up by the bootstraps, and as soon as they get successful in business and not entertainment or sports, you tear them down.
Sticks. Can I say something, Sticks? I don't think the disagreement with a guy like Herman Cain is not because he was successful in business. That's where you don't understand that. So...
Why is it when Condoleezza Rice, she was a brilliant woman who came from, you know, modest means, we demonized her?
George Bush.
No. What does George Bush have to do with that?
That was it.
What does George Bush have to do with what she's done and what she's accomplished?
Nobody is condemning her of her accomplishment. The reason
she was called Jemima on national television by a black
woman. And she was a moron.
Hey, Sticks, you may hear a few people say that, but in general, I mean, everybody understands the you know, education and what it can get you and where it could take you. You know, so that...
No, they don't.
Hold on, Michigan.
When we say that I want my daughter to be like Beyonce.
See, I opened the door for this.
And I'm the president of the United States of America's wife. Yet I demonize Condoleezza Rice because of her political views. And remember, Democrats don't let black folks rise to certain levels of accomplishment politically and or socially unless it's entertainment.
Except for the president of the United States.
And the president of the United States of America.
Entertainment
and politics. Let's look at this and let's look across the globe. Because as soon as they screw stuff up, they hand it over to black people.
Okay.
Am I lying? When they rape the system of all its resources and all the finances. Look at Detroit. Detroit is bankrupt, and all of a sudden, now they're letting black folks have control over it. and nothing you can do with. You can't make no money out of nothing.
Yeah,
that's real.
That's what I was trying to say.
But
I
what
mean,
I'm saying,
Tracy needs to listen to herself sometimes.
Listen to what I'm saying. This is not a contradiction. Listen, what I'm saying to you is, you're following behind someone who doesn't care about you, and you won't care about yourself.
That's where you're wrong. You're wrong on both ends. We're not following behind.
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, you're wrong on both ends.
Black folk are simply trying to survive here, Tracy. We in survival mode. What do you mean following behind?
Y'all ain't in survival mode.
All black people out here. What do you mean?
We all trying to survive.
Talking about survival.
We in survival mode.
No, we're not.
We ain't running. We're not running this thing. We're not running this.
Yeah,
this is not controlled by us.
None of that.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You are in control of you, man.
Yeah, that's the thing that
gets me. When you say you're not controlling this thing, I am the person.
No, we're not.
We're
you are
about
in control of
the person.
Listen. Hold on. Anytime you can, let's break this down. Anytime you can have a congregation of people and start from 50 people and raise it up to 25,000 people and build a $70 million building that's only used 60% of the time, you can't tell me you can't go and start a corporation that ain't a church.
Nobody can't
when you look at in this culture at say like family legacies and the family empires or business empires, there's certain traits of them. One, they're you can trace them back over a length of time, right? Two, you can study them when they first got started and how they got momentum to push them where they are. What the culture provided, what the culture didn't provide, who helped them, who did they organize with, all of these things you can know. Now, if you look at black economics, there was a time where we were about to pick up momentum to where what you see now with the non-black businesses, you wouldn't have seen if, in fact, the momentum would have continued.
And
look back into the
1860s.
Okay, look back into the 1860s. You see what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Building legacies take time.
Listen, right.
Take time.
Hold on.
They don't start.
Hold on. We at one time, and you are right. You're right. If during Reconstruction, if they hadn't burned it down, if they hadn't burned down Wall Street, if they had let us go, we would be fine today.
So
but
now, when you're analyzing our position today, without
you about
using
that
history,
no, I haven't forgotten about that.
Come up with a solution.
Yeah,
it's going
do.
To be
no, I
flawed.
But what I'm saying to you flawed. Is, now you have the innovation. You have access to education. You can do what you choose, and we
but that
have.
But you won't have the same opportunity that you had in the past.
Stanley, you
right,
have better opportunity
there
anymore.
Listen,
not
you
there
have.
Anymore.
Did you understand what I said? We are building $70 million buildings across this nation and calling them churches. If you can build a $70 million building, then you can build a $70 billion business.
The black church is a business.
Huh?
The black church is a business.
But you're missing my point. It doesn't produce anything that makes money right now. All it does is produce slaves that follow after a system.
And that's what it was supposed to do.
And what I'm saying to you is come out from the system and be independent of it.
It's not going to do anything other than that, Tracy. Either.
But,
we can look at
hold on. But listen to what I just said.
Michigan.
Okay. Listen to what I said. I ain't knocking the black church. But what I'm saying is, if you can build a building like that called a church, you can build a business. The problem is, we won't build a business because we've been controlled by a system that causes us to be an entitlement junkie.
Well, we already have an entitlement junkie, like you're saying, when you're going to school and you're thought to basically work for somebody. So we
Stanley,
already
Stanley.
What?
Stanley, now hang on. Now, I got the numbers here.
Golly, man.
Here's the Social Security numbers. The average income in this country is like $30,000 a year. And they take 15% of you for Social Security, don't they? Don't they? That's the Social Security rate between you and your employer. It's 6% interest over a working lifetime.
6%.
That comes out to $1,031,745.42. At a 6% return, that's $5,158 a month. How many people are getting $5,158 a month for Social Security?
Wait a minute. Stop right there before you do your math. They just raised the Social Security deductions from 4% back up to 6%. So your numbers are already starting screwed up.
No, no, no. You only pay half.
They moved it.
You only pay half. Your employer kicks in the other half. It's always been 15%, 7.5% and 7.5%. And I don't know for sure because I don't have employees, but I had a friend of mine that has employees that said when they lowered the worker's share, they raised the employer's share. So they were still getting 15% of what you were making. So everybody that's making 30 grand a year in this country for 42 years ended up with over $1 million, and you're getting squat back.
Yeah, but Six, you're also forgetting that when you go to the salary of 160 and more, you don't pay any more Social Security.
You shouldn't need to.
Listen.
Stanley, the issue is...
I paid Social Security for nearly 40 years.
The problem is the money that I pay, I should be able to do what I choose. But not only that, I shouldn't be dependent upon... I have no problem with people who have... who need services and people that are mentally challenged and all that. There's not a problem with that. I have a problem when they make all of America dependent upon Social Security. Because what they do is they take your houses, they take your assets.
Yeah, I think that right there is a Republican-Democrat difference that I don't think most people in the country is for overturning Social Security. Most people are okay with it. There might be a subgroup of you Tea Party type Republicans that want to overturn it.
You know what, Covina, man?
Hold on.
I am sick and tired of you teabagging. Before the teabag was a bag, I'm just trying to say, I have a problem. Why is it that people want to be dependent upon something that is not controlled by them?
That's okay,
that
though.
Is slavery.
That's their right. That's their
but
right. This is America, United States. We had a vote.
Not controlled by you also, Tracy. If we go to
it's
healthcare,
slavery.
No, you're not. You are not dependent on any employer, Stanley. I've quit so many freaking jobs my whole life.
Well, that's
if I got
you.
Tired of working someplace, I up and
right
walk
now,
away
that's
from
you.
It.
That's you. And I'm
but that is
right.
That's
so
what
far.
It's about being an American. We are the people that sold everything we own, loaded our family in covered wagons, and moved west.
No, we didn't do that.
Hey, family?
No, we
family?
Didn't. Y'all did
I'm,
that.
I'm,
no,
I'm,
you
I'm
did
gonna,
too.
I'm gonna,
there were many, many,
gonna,
many
I'm
black cowboys.
This way.
Many black cowboys
I'm
because
I'm
it was one of the jobs that black people could get after the Civil War. Many black cowboys. Many black people in the west.
What's happening, it just dawned on me. You see, the mentality that I'm hearing and the culture that we live in is based on fear. Everything, when Stanley said that, it clicked. He is approaching everything from the aspect of, if I don't work for this job, I won't have Social Security, and I won't have security for the rest of my life. And that is what these individuals are doing. They're telling people, you've got to be afraid. So when you become fearful of situations and that kind of thing, guess what? You lose all your power. You're being governed by your fear.
You know what's funny?
That's
you said
okay.
That
that's
Carolina.
America.
So, you know what's funny? What you said, you know, when we look at the fear that they have put inside of America and inside of the people and the division and the level of ignorance that we have put in divide of race in America. Because, as I said, racism is still around. But we have made ourselves victims without being victims in a lot of areas. And until we actually make ourselves aware that you can't victimize me unless I accept your victimization, we will always be where we are.
You know, I think there's something wrong with people that think it's fear. I think there's something wrong with people that want to see everybody on the street hugging and kissing and holding hands.
I don't want to see that, but what I do want to see is I have a problem when I drive into one area of town in any city that I go into, and I know where people live. I got a problem with that. I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but I can take you to some areas of our area that's used it as those people that you live in. You have a hard time believing that they control this area. So that's not true in all cases.
But most cases they are. When I go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I know where black people live, where the concentration is. When it comes to the children coming out of there, you know, we celebrating Martin Luther King today. He said, I have a dream. Well, the problem is you can't have a dream without an education. If you go to school and I know that you can't read by the third grade, then why is it that you don't do something about my reading level instead of just building a prison for it?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you.
And me as an African-American office holder, I'm okay with signing off on the new prison.
A lot of the reason why come black children don't read today has to do with black society itself, Tracy.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. And why am I accepting of it as an adult? See, I'm responsible for the children of my community. So why am I accepting it and then allowing the politicians in whom I elect to go ahead with it?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said we have multifaceted problems that's here in the United States, especially amongst black society. And
that's what we're trying to tell you, because when I go out into the community, and I live in a pretty diverse community, black and white, as far as the county is concerned, they say, Tracy, you know what we hear you say on the air, you think that it is a black problem, but it is a black and a white problem. Even though we have some issues when it comes to race that are different, they are going up against the same thing we are. We think it is isolated, but it's not.
Well, you know, here in St. Louis, they passed legislation. It was called Team 4 Plan, and in many cities it was called different plan. And you can read it. And it said they was going to cut services, they was going to redline, they were going to have more expensive things in north of Delmar, which is where blacks stay, compared to what it was in south of Delmar. And when you drive in north of Delmar, you got whole city tracks that's vacant, dilapidated homes, and so on and so on and so on. So
that's what I'm saying.
That does go on. It
and
goes
what I'm
on
saying
in Chicago.
But we need. But the problem is Americans don't understand that they can stop some of this, both Republican and Democrat, if we would not be so divisive against each other, because they like us being divided. As long as we are divided by race, by party, by economics, we're not getting anything done.
Yeah, but why do people have to? If black people want to live in a community that's all black and they're in America, should they not have a right to do that? So why does that community have to be starved and boycotted and sanctioned from the basic things that they should be afforded to because they pay taxes here in the United States?
That's what I'm saying, Bianchi. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I have a problem every time I go to buy a new car. I got to check with my insurance to make sure I can afford the insurance, not because of my driving record, but because of my neighborhood. I have a problem that I have to have, you know, an alarm in my system or on my home. And I got to make sure that my alarm costs more than everybody else's alarm because of where I live. I have a problem with this. I got a problem that my property value in my own community that I buy my house, I got to be careful what I put in my house because somebody's going to take it in my community. And I've got to worry about police and where my school is and how my children go to school and they can't go to this school because this school is all black and it doesn't have an education system. I have a problem with this. And I don't understand why we're not engaging the public system that we're so beholden to say, if I'm going to be loyal to you, why don't you do something for me?
Hell, in some black communities around here, they got so many speed cameras up, I have to get out of my car and push it through the neighborhood.
Well, Tracy,
yes,
I was going through New York. This was probably back in, early 90s. And I went through this one neighborhood in Brooklyn, and the one thing I did notice about the neighborhood, on one side of it, it was old and looking dilapidated, and on the other side it was the same, but through this one five-block area, the streets were clean, the area was nice, all the fronts of the houses were done up, but when I started driving through the neighborhood, I did notice one thing. There were two guys on each side of the street, and both of them had suits on. And when I was leaving the neighborhood, it was the same way. And what I found out was
that was an area that was quote unquote controlled by the Nation of Islam, and they would not allow any of that mess to go on in the neighborhood. Drug dealers knew they were off limits. They didn't have all that noise and people throwing garbage on the street. If you lived there, you knew that you were living in a safe area, and so you didn't have that kind of mess. So that led me to believe that we can control our own neighborhoods. We determine what happens in our own neighborhoods.
Listen, do you guys realize that we do not have, as African Americans, we do not have a national publication of anything outside, that we own?
Crickets.
I'm trying to. What do you mean by that, Tracy? I'm just
like a national newspaper, any type of anything that's journalistic that actually is a go to. Ebony and Jet, they're entertainment. Everything is entertainment,
actually,
but it's what?
Tracy, the Final Call is pretty good now. They got a slack going, but the Final Call.
You're right. But again, that's looking at a national paper, but that's not a national paper that goes to everyone because Christians aren't subscribing to the Final Call.
Right.
You got to understand. I mean, we have a collective voice, but the collective voice is controlled by one person. It's not journalistic. You don't hear both sides of the equation. You know, when I look at the NAACP and the Urban League, look at what they've done. It's Martin Luther King Day. Everybody is sitting there, but nobody's questioning Barack Obama about what are you going to do for – where's my dream at?
Let me tell you something. If they had Barack Obama inaugural for every day of this month, blacks would flock to that place. Just like
that's what I'm saying.
Today.
So tell me this: if we're so downtrodden economically, do you know how much hair they sold to make sure that they look good to be in D.C. this weekend?
Tracy, I think,
man.
Your point is taken.
I can't hear you.
Oh, your point is well taken. We'll agree with that. But I think that when Barack Obama is not running anymore, then they're going to have to ask. They're going to have to answer for not doing anything for black people. But as long as Obama's there, and people just going to fall in line. It's just the way it's going to be.
See, this is what I'm saying. See, in 3 years, listen to what
yes,
I
ma'am.
Say this.
Yes,
in
ma'am.
3 years, when Obama is gone.
Yes, ma'am.
The post-racial society that you know and I know is not all gone.
We never had that post-racial.
Hold on. Is not going to exist. And what's going to happen is they have set a precedent with this president that they will never be able to go behind any other administration and demand anything because they demanded nothing of this one. And they will have gotten everything that they needed inside of this one and not gotten anything that they needed.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean, but
in plain English, what I'm saying is, once you set a precedent, see, they made President Bush, they engaged President Bush to make sure that they were being responded to for their needs. So President Bush gave more money to the HBCUs than any other president in the history of the United States of America. President Bush had more African Americans sitting in his cabinet than any other president in the history of America. They made sure that President Bush knew that there were African Americans, even if they did not support him, nor did they like him. They made sure that they had made their voices known, and the squeaky wheel gets the oil. They made sure that they were known. This president here, they have not engaged in anything. And because they have not engaged him in anything, they have not gotten anything from him. And when I'm talking about from him, I'm talking about the equalization of African Americans in our society. They're treating him like with kid gloves. They're treating him like he's doing everything. And every time they raise their head to speak up against him, they chop their head off. Go call Maxine Waters and ask her where she is on unemployment in the African American community.
But Crazy, let me ask you a question. We really have never thought along these lines. In 3 years, when Obama is gone, and all those promises that blacks was expecting, and they was coerced to support Obama from the efforts of other blacks, what do you think is going to happen then?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I just said too.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I interject something, too?
Yeah, Matt.
You know, Obama isn't – the idea of Obama coming into office with even his idealism wasn't anything to do with race. They were using race as a tool to get to power. That's what this presidency is about. It's not about trying to help out an African community in any way, shape, or form, even though some of those words were there. That wasn't his platform. That wasn't his mainstay. If you listen to him throughout the his two presidential runs, it didn't have anything to do with race or helping out the black Americans. It had to do with acquiring power, and that's what his presidency is based on. So that's why
you're right.
That's what it's all about. It's using race as a tool because race is not an issue to these people anymore. They use it as a tool.
And just Matt, what you said. Hold on, kid. Matt. What you said is true. You're right. But the problem is that's not how people looked at it, and because they're not treating him as an institution, and they're treating him as this anomaly and this great, you know, this great guy, and I got pictures all over my wall. In the end, he wins and I lose.
Now, I think when he was elected the first time was about ending the war.
No, hate Bush.
Yes, it was a Bush war. That was the first thing that he was nominated for in the Democratic Party, was to get rid of the war, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who had voted for it. So
fundamental
office,
transformation of America is what he said. Fundamental transformation of America.
And no one understood fundamental transformation.
First of all, it was getting out of Iraq, and he did that.
But again.
That was a check.
But that was not the black man's vote. But that's not why the black man voted for him.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying, black people as well as the people who are not on the right voted for Obama to stop the war,
people voted for him.
I didn't say they black people.
But I'm just
black
saying
people just voted for him because black people voted for him because he wasn't George Bush.
They voted for him. Listen, the man was an eloquent, charismatic speechwriter. He delivered. When he got up there and talked about race in America, right after Reverend Wright, he captivated America. The America was tanking. We had a bad economy. You had Sarah Palin. You had all these things that were going on, and the media demonized everything that anyone else did, and they elevated Barack Obama because of the history of it and because he could be used. And they used it. The progressives used it for their advancement.
White
people felt guilty, and they voted for him because he was black.
And they thought that he was going to be able to do something that has never been done before, which was unite America, because that's what he ran on.
I have to disagree. I mean, the wars were a big part of it. I mean, they used that. They used Guantanamo, closing that up, and the economy. Those are all subject matters involved with it. But he ran on a platform of hope and change, and he said every speech fundamentally transformed the country. That's what it was about.
And we thought he was going to transform this America into something that was going to be better than what it is.
All I know is specific issues, and you guys are talking about rhetoric. Specific issues was the war, health care, and fixing the economy.
Kavina man, baby. What we're trying to tell you for, whatever he said, that right there, the war, taxes, that stuff really didn't mean nothing. That's not what he got his money
passed. But
that's not why they voted for him.
No, black folks voted for the Democrat always.
But they stood in line. They were in line for hours to vote for this man. Covina, you had Republicans for Obama, and they voted for him against John McCain.
Yeah, McCain was terrible, and Bush left the worst. He was the worst president ever.
But that's
that
not
different.
What. But that was not. Listen, no, Covina, man. Listen, I'm telling you. They said they thought that this president was going to be a uniter of America.
Yeah, they hoped
and we were going to unite America. They were going to quit playing partisan politics. They were going to do all of this. And he came out and said within the first week of his presidency that elections have consequences.
Yeah, he was under the illusion of inclusion that he thought he could just go into office, being a black man, be treated like an American. He was wrong.
That was wrong. No, Covina, man. No. No, Covina. Sweet baby, you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
You forget that there's a lot of policy he wanted to go through, but Republicans stopped him from doing
No, baby. He did not go in. and the Republicans didn't stop anything.
Didn't do anything.
Hey, no, Stanley, Stanley, the first 2 years, he had a complete Democrat Congress. He had the power. And for the first month and a half, he had filibuster-proof Congress. Nancy Pelosi and them went in there, and they and their power went to their head. They excluded everybody that was outside of their circle, and they said, we're going to run these things our way. And that's not how you unite people. You do not unite them by going in there and saying, I won, I'm here, now you're going to do what I want.
The reason it took them so long to get health care, Stanley, was because the American people did not want it. Plain and simple.
And they went around and they took Dennis Kucinich on a bus ride, and we don't know.
No, they hung him out of the back Air Force One.
And what I don't know what they did to Dennis while he was on Air Force One, but whatever he did, they came back and he had him a change of heart.
And they had the Cornhusker kickback and the Louisiana Purchase. They had to buy so many people off to get that health care thing through.
Yeah,
and that was when he had
well,
a Democrat Congress.
Not House and Senate.
Not only that, you got to understand what they did. When they looked at this health care thing and how they got this thing passed, that's why Arthur Davis came over and supported Romney. That's why Dennis Kucinich laid down and they voted him out of office. You have no idea the games they played as a Democrat Party against one another to get this agenda passed.
Because the people of the United States of America, once they saw what it was, by and large, didn't want it. The Affordable Care Act is still extremely, extremely unpopular.
And I disagree with that. I'm sure it's not
on the ask the people that are watching their insurance rates go up this year. Ask the people who are dealing with this paperwork nightmare that you've created.
Okay. And that's what you believe.
You don't have to believe it. It's actual fact. It's not a belief.
We're going to go to facts. Tracy, really, or are we talking about the same facts when people are going crazy and they're saying, we want to change something with the gun? And then Republicans saying, no, we don't want the facts?
Stanley.
You pick and choose the facts.
No, Stanley. If you want to change the Constitution, go get a constitutional amendment changing the Second Amendment.
No, that's not what happened. Do you have to understand, if they were really concerned about guns in America, they would have had an open conversation about it. They went after assault rifles because they found them in the trunk of his car.
No, they didn't. It was a shotgun.
It was a shotgun?
Yeah.
But they have not found... The man killed these kids with a handgun. And Democrats across America right now are going out just like Republicans and buying guns and taking gun classes and getting CCWs. I went inside of Buckeye of Guns the other day, and I thought I was going to be the only one in there, and I looked around and I found my friends that are Democrats, staunch Democrats, in the gun shop looking and buying guns for their parents and for their families because they want to make sure that if the law changes, they actually have access to their own weapon and their own firearm.
Fur, Fin, and Feather in Canton, Ohio sold 330-round AR magazines in 2 hours on Friday.
We need to quit playing with this, and so don't bring that in there like it's not this. We are allowing Americans. The system is being disingenuous to us.
If the president truly, truly wanted to get less guns in the country, he wouldn't be making this argument right now, because people are buying guns right and left. The shelves are bare. The ammunition is bare. Every bullet that you can get your fingers on, somebody's buying. As a matter of fact, my local gun shop, if you want to buy 223, you're going to buy a case of 1,000 because he doesn't have any boxes smaller than that.
I'm just saying. And we need to quit playing with this. They're lying to us. And here we are on the inauguration of the president. And if people don't wake up, like I said, they're zombies. They need to wake up.
But Tracy, we need to stop making it such of the things also. If we live in fear and we tell the
Stanley,
the government's going to take your gun, which is not true.
It is true.
What do you think?
Stanley, it's already been said by more than one politician.
Okay.
Mario Cuomo, state senators, many senators have said they want confiscation.
Stanley, they're not going to. You're right, Stanley. You're right. They're not going to take your guns today. But before it's over with, you won't be able to have one. I leave. God bless you guys. Have a good day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Jeff's going to jump in on tomorrow and make it happen with you guys. The number again is 347-945-5229. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.